Hey, this is Dex from the Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a Morning Invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the Morning Invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Try the radio.
Here we go.
Yes, please, please, let's go.
Begin sequence.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
What's this?
Wednesday.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, guys. Hurley Worm gets the worm.
No!
It's okay.
Obviously, I know what Dex and Steve will look like, but I've never seen Teo before. But Teo, I'm guessing, looks like that kid in Deliverance who played the banjo.
Nailed it.
I kind of picture Dex looking like Meatloaf in like the early 90s.
Oh my gosh, you hang on.
Get off of my back!
I think Steve-O maybe looks like the guy from Sorcerer's Apprentice, maybe.
You know what? Yes.
What?
The Wait, Sorcerer's like- Apprentice.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I think.
Dude!
Oh my God!
We are good to go.
Bring it on. Let Wednesday begin.
It's showtime.
Okay, everybody. Hello. Hello.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. How you doing out there?
Fantastic.
Me too. Feeling pretty good.
I feel good.
It is Wednesday, March 30th, 6:03.
Oh, you're not going to like this at all, my friends. High today of 58.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
High today of 58 degrees. It was already snowing this morning.
Goodness sakes.
It was kind of like this rain snow thing.
That's super weird.
Yeah. Welcome to almost April.
Welcome to New Mexico.
No,
that's what happens
Mexico.
To us every year. It just teases us. Think it's getting nice? No, it's going to snow.
It's going to snow.
I just realized Friday is April 1st.
You guys are.
April Fools.
Get ready, everybody.
I am not
Get ready.
Looking forward to Friday with you.
Oh, that's Friday.
You think I actually do
I'm not
something?
Coming to work. Straight up, I'm not coming to work.
I hate April Fool's Day.
Do you always
Can
have those friends that
yes,
that want to prank
you're yeah. that friend.
I am not that friend.
Yes, you are.
You
seem
to be
that friend.
Whatever, Gene the astronaut. I just,
Hi, Gene.
I just realized that Friday, like we're going to be at work for April Fool's Day. I don't, especially when it's like, I would rather have clever friends who have good April Fool pranks than the fake pregnancy announcements or the, you know, somebody's in the hospital, like car accident thing. You know,
I can't wait for
like,
next
what?
Monday because the stories from around the world yes. are amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything
that I will
goes
say.
Wrong on yeah. Those are great. Now, and the websites do some great jobs. IGN, one of our favorite sites, they always, yeah.
Are you saying yeah. I'm that guy because on my last show we had always done April yes. Fool's Day prank? Honestly, Buck and I haven't done April Fool's Day prank in 5 years,
okay,
four
good.
Years.
All right.
Because we've done it. We did it almost every year for
Truce in
10
it.
Years.
Right now, I'm not going to prank you guys.
We've done everything that a radio station that could do. I don't know.
Wearing a yellow shirt. April Fool's, it's great. I don't. If you're going to go for it, be clever, people, okay?
Yeah.
And if you haven't thought of one yet, you only have 2 days, so just give up. Don't even...
Give up now.
Don't even do it.
Do it tomorrow. Don't do it on the first. Do
Wait,
it tomorrow.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
Nobody would ever expect that.
We'll just do it every Friday in April. We'll be like, it's April Fool's Friday. It's a Friday thing in every Friday for April.
Yeah. Be on guard.
Ugh.
Those always, pranksters are out
always
there.
Always be on guard.
Mm, that's the one thing I learned from Johnny Banks. I loved that he called himself Johnny Banks, by the way.
Johnny Banks here. Yeah.
Johnny.
Old Johnny Banks.
Johnny Banks.
He's getting older. I listened to that interview 3 times
Did
yesterday.
Ya? Whoa.
I've never really gone back and podcasted ourselves. And we got it up on the YouTubes.
It's a good time.
We got it up on the YouTubes.
We sure do.
So, yeah, I listened to it a couple times yesterday.
Jonathan Banks plays Mike from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. It was a really, really, really good interview. And
got to talking about Buzz, Community. Mm. Didn't mention, you know what, I was bummed. One thing I wish we had mentioned, because he was talking about video games, right? Getting those kids away from video games. He played Commissioner Jim Gordon in the last Batman Arkham Knight video game.
Hey, he's got to make that money.
No, I know, but it would have been an interesting...
Yeah, that would have been neat. Like, what's
you know
the
what
difference?
I mean?
How do you do that? I've always wanted to know, like... Because it's got to be harder. I mean,
voice
to just
acting
go in,
like that?
Yeah, to like go in and you're standing by a mic like this and you're like... No, Batman.
Yeah.
I'm Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, did he have Kevin Conroy with him?
Did he put on a fake mustache?
He sounded the part, man. He sounded great.
Yep.
He was great.
Tomorrow, we have another actor from Better Call Saul. His name is Patrick Fabian.
Dude, really, really excited for this.
Okay. Patrick Fabian is not just from Better Call Saul.
Dude.
Patrick Fabian
everything.
Has been in every single show you
can
imagine.
He was on Friends. He was on 90210. He was on Melrose Place.
Most importantly,
Saved by the Bell, the college
he was on Saved by the Bell, the college years. He was the professor that tried to steal Kelly from Zach.
Yes!
And you better believe I'm going to ask him about that. I'm going to say... What's it like being categorized with Hitler and Obama, or Osama? Not Obama. I guess Obama to some people. Yeah. Seriously, I remember watching Saved by the Bell: The College Years and getting so mad. Yeah. I was so mad at that guy.
How could you steal Kelly?
Ah! Oh, we're gonna talk.
Yeah,
he's a really cool. I got to talk to him.
Yeah,
yesterday.
So tell everybody what happened because he tried calling you and you missed his call, so he shot you a text wanting to know what time, what day.
You guys played tag.
Our good friend Bill Peterson. He's the man. He's friends. You know, he's one of the. Extras, if you will, in Better Call Saul. Anytime they have those like big board meetings, he's one of the lawyers in the big.
Oh, that's pretty
in
cool.
the big room. You know what I mean? At what is it? Hamlin, and whatever. HHM.
It's Peterson and Peterson and Peterson.
Yes, whatever. He's just one of the guys in the big boardroom. You know, it was like the big dogs. Chuck's in there, and he's always like sitting across. So he just got to know Patrick, and they became buds, and you know, ballooning and all that. And so he hit me up because, well, it started with Interview Wars. You know, everybody's like, we got to help Steve.
Yeah, this was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
This was supposed to happen.
That's how I got Jonathan Banks because it was like, oh, this is for Interview Wars. This is going to be crazy. But he couldn't until, and it was like, well, yes, we absolutely still want these interviews. Uh-huh. I mean, we just want good interviews.
Yeah.
So he was in New York last week, so he couldn't. So he's back in L.A. And yesterday, we're like talking about the Jonathan Banks interview, and we're like debriefing from the morning show. And my phone was going off, and I just kept missing it. And I finally, we got out of there, and I looked, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed phone calls from Patrick Fabian.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He called me, and then he texted me. It was like, Steve-O, hey, Patrick Fabian here, buddy. I want to hang out. Let's do this. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I called him back, and it was like I had known him forever.
Yeah.
Like it was like, Steve-O, buddy, hey man, how's it going? All right, let's hang out.
That's what he did to Kelly.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Watch out.
I'm already, dude. Team Professor, bro. Oh. Because I wish Kelly Kapowski went with that guy. He's got so much charm.
So what time are we gonna
Not
interview
as much
him
as
tomorrow?
Zach.
Tomorrow, 9:15 a.m. We got him for the show, for the rest
of
the show.
Wait, say that again?
Yeah, we got him from 9:15 on, man.
Wait. He's going to be in studio.
No, he's calling.
Oh.
He's in L.A. right now.
That's a long phone call.
Is he bored? I don't understand.
What is he bored?
He's going to hang out with us for 45
radio.
Minutes.
He loves radio.
Hey, man.
And I love him.
Just let him hang out.
I'll tell you what.
Everybody needs
He has nothing better
when
to
he
do.
Comes, when they start filming season 3... I'm making him come in studio. Because he's going to be on a show on Friday in L.A.
He's like, practically going to be a co-host after tomorrow's show.
That... He's got that voice, though, man. You know what I mean? Hey, all right, how's it going? Patrick Fabian, how's it going, man? And I was like, hey, Patrick Fabian, you were on Melrose Place.
Okay.
But you were on literally everything.
If it gets weird after 15 minutes, I'm just going to cut it short and cut him off, though, because, I don't know, 45 minutes... Man, that's a long time.
Oh, what, you don't think you can do it?
People put up with us for 4 hours.
We had 30 with Jonathan Banks yesterday, and we would have kept that going. Like,
I've interviewed Patrick before, and he's not a mic.
It doesn't matter. Do you know his resume? Have you seen his TV resume?
I don't know. That's a long time.
We're gonna play some games. We already started thinking about games we're gonna play with him.
Yeah, he's got so much.
It's not just gonna be an interview.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's funny. I think he's bored.
No,
he has nothing to do.
No, he's doing this.
I think he's on Better Call Saul, and Mike got an interview, and now he's like, I want an interview.
That was one of the first things he said.
That could be it.
He said, heard you had to suffer through Jonathan Banks earlier.
Yeah,
and I said, yeah, man. And we started talking about the interview. Yeah. I talked about our station as a Christian station. We talked about a lot of things yesterday. We were like broing down. It was hilarious. He's like, Thursday. Let me call the mother-in-law. He's working out like kids situations so he can hang out with us.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm really excited for
this. Well, that's cool. I'm excited. Patrick Fabian.
It's gonna be good.
From Better Call Saul will be joining us tomorrow for 45 minutes.
Ish. We'll see.
Yeah. That'll be great.
5 minutes later, he's gonna be like, guys, I really gotta go.
I gotta go. Wait, what? You said 45 minutes. You gotta go? Yeah.
I'm just busy, guys.
I'll tell you what, we're going to play some games with him.
We are.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to solve some mysteries.
Yes, we are. I won't say
I'm mad at his character still. You know what I mean?
It's like, I really am. I have so many questions to ask him.
Right!
I'm going to be like, what were her lips like?
No. Okay, so yesterday.
No, I'm getting the stuff answered.
Yesterday I said, Chrissy.
I got questions.
That was Patrick Fabian because we talked yesterday evening because he wanted to get back to me, make sure everything was going to be cool, blah, 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 blah. So I said, that's Patrick Fabian on my phone just now. And she said, who's that? And I showed her a picture. And she goes, yeah, that guy's been in everything. I said, most importantly, that guy kissed Kelly Kapowski. And Chrissy looks at me and she says,
oh, my gosh.
Who's that? And I said, Chrissy!
She's never seen Saved by the Bell.
Kelly Kapowski! And she's like, I'm sorry. I don't know your nerd
talk.
Did
you say, oh, my bad. It was the 90s standard for women.
I'm like, Kelly Kapowski saved by the Bell.
You had two people. You had Kelly Kapowski for the younger girls, and then you had Jennifer Aniston for the older girls.
She at least knew, like, oh, that was the cheerleader, right?
They're probably
Zach's
the
girlfriend.
Same age.
I'm like, ugh.
I can't believe it.
I have a question to ask you guys.
What?
So it was last year, my daughter got me a Kelly Kapowski Saved by the Bell t-shirt. It has her from Saved by the Bell on my t-shirt. And I put it on, and then I looked at myself in the mirror and said, self, if I walk out with this shirt on, I'm an old 37-year-old guy.
I'd be proud of it.
And I have a teenage girl on my shirt.
Nah, man, just do it.
Is that okay?
Just do it. Hey.
It's not okay. I can't wear this
please,
shirt.
For me, please do that.
I'll wear it tomorrow for the interview.
Okay.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, please
do. I will. But, I mean, I can't wear the t-shirt.
Look,
thank you for the birthday present, but I can't wear it.
Dex, you wear your Kelly Kapowski shirt, and I'll wear my Zach Morris shirt.
Dude, I just realized that the cast of Better Call Saul are all connected to Saved by the Bell.
Oh, my God.
Rae Seahorn, she is on the show. She's one of, I think she's one of the leads.
Hang on.
It was Kim. She plays Kim on Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
Her previous show was Franklin and Bash. She played opposite of
Mark Paul Gosselaar,
who is Zach Morris.
Wait. Pause. Wait, is she? This is her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. I almost thought that she was the blonde girl from the college years, because there was also a blonde girl in the college years, and they kind of looked similar.
Rae Seahorn. She, yeah.
Wow. Okay, who else?
That's it.
But see, no, you gotta find the college years. Saved by the Bell.
College years?
Yes. I got it. And I give myself a look up at the corner just in front of me. The bus fly
by. It's alright. Landon got into Saved by the Bell last summer.
Pull this up.
Okay, what do you got?
I think this is the entire pilot.
Wait, what?
I forgot all about the college years.
I'm standing at the edge of tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's all up to
yeah.
me.
Yeah. We all grew up a little bit. We're making real life decisions now.
I've never seen such a view before.
Yeah, man.
World before my eyes. So much.
How many episodes did they have? Did they have 12? One season?
Yeah, it's just one season.
Today I'm standing at the edge of tomorrow.
College years.
From here the future looks bright for me. And it's all up to me how far I
it
go.
Is all up to me.
It's my time to break
guitar.
Away.
Oh, the 90s. Wow.
We are going to have Patrick Fabian, the king of the 90s, yes. on our show.
We interview Dustin Diamond? The whole interview will just be, what happened? Yeah. In your own words, what happened?
Poor guy. Yeah. All right. This morning on the show,
yeesh.
Whiskey Tango, Florida. You don't want to miss this one. You just think, well, it can't get any crazier in Florida. Well, it can. This is pretty good. We'll do that coming up. Some good news about another homeless guy. Yesterday we had some great news on a homeless guy. Another good news story. It's homeless people. They do good work out there.
What? I feel like you're being condescending.
That was...
Where would you hide if robots took over?
Probably out in the woods.
We'll talk about that this morning.
Oh, there's no woods here. You'd have to go up to the Hamas.
Well, there's woods. You just have to really climb that mountain right there.
That's what I'm saying. If we could get up to the Hamas mountain range, just a little... What is that? Is it north of here? A little north of here? Hamas?
Yeah.
I'd go up there. There's no cell phone signal. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm. There's bears.
I'd live with the bears. Yeah. I would train the bears to fight off the robots.
Mm-hmm. What if the robots could track you through the bears because the bears are probably tagged, and that tag is probably in a computer somewhere.
Nope. Yeah.
Just saying.
You can't have
bears might be tagged,
no one's
but I'm
off
not.
The grid.
The tags don't have little cameras in them.
Yeah, no, but they have probably GPS tracking locations.
Yeah, but they're going to be like, what's that? Oh, it's a bear. They're not going to say, I bet there's a human next to that bear.
Man,
disguise myself as a small bear cub.
You bring up a good point.
Speaking of no place to hang your head or being homeless, Star 88, we're homeless in Santa Fe right now.
Mm.
We broadcast on 88.3 FM, but it's coming from our Albuquerque signal. And here's the deal, my friends. Mm-hmm. The morning invasion, we made an invasion down to Las Cruces. We want to do a Santa Fe invasion. We want to take over somewhere cool in Santa Fe. So if you are part of a church, a ministry, or a business that wants to partner up with Star to send us to Santa Fe, email studio@star88.fm. Pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, we had a great time in Las Cruces.
Our mission, New Mexico, to invade. But really, with that invasion comes some fun stuff. We got to team up down in Las Cruces. We filled up an entire car full of, soap and shampoo and conditioner for the Bear Foundation. It was incredible. People came out in droves.
Yeah.
We want to do that again to help the homeless in Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Let's see it. Let's have City Wars.
Ooh.
No, not that.
The morning invasion invading the capital city.
Remember yesterday, Tao, you brought up a story. It was breaking news about the guy who...
The Egypt Air?
The Egypt Air. The guy who he was fighting with his wife?
His ex-wife. Or
his ex-wife. A man named Saif Eldin Mustafa hijacked an Egypt Air flight from Alexandria to Cairo yesterday morning because he wanted to see his ex-wife in Cyprus. And he had a bomb strapped around his waist.
Supposedly.
Well, yeah. It was. They found out it was a fake bomb. 26-year-old Ben Ines of Leeds, England, was a passenger on the flight.
Is this...
Yeah.
No.
And when the flight landed in Cyprus and swarms of cops surrounded it, Ben asked this guy with the bomb, with the fake bomb, if they could take a selfie together.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah. Ben says, quote, "I thought, why not? I figured if his bomb was real, I had nothing to lose anyway, so I took a chance to get a closer look at it."
Oh, my God.
Man, that's a hero. He is exactly right. Why not?
And of course,
because here's the thing: say the thing would have blown up, there's a small chance the phone would have survived, and then they would have found like the whatever. Yeah. I mean, think about it: if you're in a criminal situation like that, maybe this is a good plan.
Oh my gosh!
Take a selfie with them, and then put your phone. Try to get your phone to the police, or where, get your phone where it can be discovered, and then they'll know who it was.
But that doesn't look like a selfie to me. Do you know what I mean?
Somebody took that picture.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess a flight attendant took that picture.
Yeah, look at Saif's face; he's almost smiling.
Unless he's holding the selfie stick over here.
Saif, you know
here, I got it.
Yeah, let me hold this for you. Saif was down for a photo, Ben posed next to him with a grin on his face while a flight attendant took the picture. There you go.
See, that wasn't hilarious. A selfie. Yeah. Not a real selfie.
Yeah, you get a perfect look at the bomb in the photo, which turned out to be fake, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Saif surrendered after a few hours, and of course, he was arrested. An Egyptian official said, quote, "He's not a terrorist, he's an idiot."
I love that that was an official statement from Egypt.
He's not a terrorist, he's an idiot. We're sorry. Sorry, world.
This guy, he strapped a fake bomb on himself and hijacked a plane because he wanted to see his ex-wife.
What is the... Do we have a quote from the ex-wife?
No quote from the ex-wife.
Just from Pharaoh.
Maybe she gave the quote to Pharaoh. He's not a terrorist.
He's an idiot.
God
bless him. We love him.
Pretty good.
That's a great story.
Coke Zero can strapped to his tummy.
That's how you want any flight hijacking to end up. You want that outcome.
With selfie sticks?
With selfies and just the fake bomb. The ex-wife is involved. You want all of that. You don't want the other outcome.
How do you explain that to kids? Like, if you're on the plane with your kids, you're like, well, son, remember how I said marriage is just really hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes you do crazy things.
You're just going to, what you're going to do is you're going to use it as an object lesson. You're going to be like, okay, listen, everybody. Kids, I've told you before about idiots. Well, here's another example. You see that man over there? That's a fake bomb. Yeah. He did this to go see his ex-wife. Idiot.
Coming up at 7:20. I really couldn't find much on this performer from The Voice. Her name is Catherine Ho. She's on Team Adam. And the only thing I find on YouTube is the actual recorded song that The Voice did for her. Because The Voice actually does recorded songs, and then they put them up on iTunes so you guys can buy the song.
I'll see you again.
Wildest dreams are
okay. See, this is why you need a microphone, Jay.
No, I don't.
She's pretty good.
Whatever.
I don't have anybody to sing harmonies with me this weekend. Come on, bro. Take a mic.
Ask Chrissy.
She can't. Baseball.
It's too bad.
Nat's leading in Santa Fe.
You know, I'll do it. I'll
let
step
Dex
in.
Do it.
I got it.
Okay.
Actually, I'll be gone this weekend. I'm in Las Cruces this weekend.
What are you doing?
What?
Why are you?
Ooh.
I'm a busy guy.
My son's got a basketball tournament.
Nice. Lando?
Lando has a basketball
Lando tournament. Calrissian.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Catherine now coming up. Did you watch The Voice last night with Miley Cyrus?
No, dude.
Did you?
No.
I watched The Flash last night.
I did too.
And I was reminded that show is the best show on TV.
I watched my eyelids because I fell asleep again in my chair.
Damn, missed The Flash, so we can't say anything.
It was great.
Wait a minute.
I don't care.
You always play the nerd talk button when we start talking nerd talk, but you are a crazy fan of that show.
I love The Flash.
It's the best show.
And I still am watching Arrow. As much as I am kind of...
Don't give up on it.
Disappointed.
I haven't watched. I haven't watched in months.
All right, we have to go to break. When we come back, Tao has a look at the roads.
He'll
throw some headlines on us.
Snow.
It's snowing, apparently. Good morning, Albuquerque. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for The Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Corey Lewandowski, the manager of the Donald Trump presidential campaign, is now charged with misdemeanor battery after police in Jupiter, Florida, corroborated the story of a female reporter who says Lewandowski grabbed her forcefully.
An L.A. cop suing a musical star.
A captain from the Los Angeles Police Department who was working security for Elton John is claiming that the singer groped him on multiple occasions.
Hillary Clinton talking about gun violence.
The NRA always says, well, changing the laws won't stop all of the killing.
Mississippi close to passing legislation that would allow guns in church.
That's where they belong.
In church.
In church.
6:35.
High today of 58 degrees.
Thanks for joining us out there, everyone.
Real quick, you want to take a look at the road?
Yeah, why don't we do that? Okay.
Off ramp is closed at I-40 East in Louisiana. That's a big deal. So if you're trying to exit the highway at that off ramp, it's not happening. It's closed. I-40 East at Louisiana off ramp is closed. Also, it was snowing earlier.
Yeah.
So good luck, everybody. That's your look.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Oh yeah.
From Team Adam on The Voice, we'll talk to Catherine Ho, the left 7. Let's bring it down just a little bit here.
Mutant, oh. Ninja, Turtles, Teenage,
wait.
Mutant, Ninja, Turtles, Teenage, Mutant, Ninja, Turtles,
Heroes
Teenage,
in
Mutant,
show.
Ninja,
Turtle
Turtles,
hour.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant
Is
Ninja
Is this who we're interviewing
Turtles,
from The Voice?
Teenage Mutant
yeah.
Ninja
no,
Turtles.
We're slow jamming.
Heroes in a half shell.
Turtle power.
Beware, all your zeros about to catch hell. You're no match for these heroes in the half shell.
He's right.
Turtle power, but they're not your pets coming straight from the sewer. Like
I love the slow jam, man. The slow jam is my jam, if you know
is
what I'm
it?
Saying. You know what I'm saying?
I really don't.
You know, if you're into like the slow jam kind of like rap thing, we got a couple CDs yesterday. We got Beautiful Eulogy and Propaganda.
Yes, dude.
We can give those away, too, if we have any. Any things, any contests.
All right. We can dig something up. We can do that.
You better not dig anything up.
I'll dig it up. I'll dig it. I'll get it going.
I'm digging up bones. I'm digging up bones.
338-3700 if you want to be on the show. Say hello. Studio.
Things
that's star8.fm. You can do that as well.
Alone.
You want to do some news? Let's do it right now.
Okay.
Here are the top 5 things men should stop wearing when they turn 40, okay. According to a new survey. I don't see Kelly Kapowski t-shirt on this.
Well, I'm not 40.
Yes.
I'm not 40 yet, so I'm okay.
Yes, jury's
right?
Out. Number 1, hoodies.
No.
Quit wearing hoodies.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
I
quit.
Will never, 40? Ever stop wearing hoodies.
This is a controversial list. This is going to raise some questions.
How old do you think the Punisher is?
1,000.
I bet he's in his 40s.
He wore a hoodie on Daredevil.
He did.
Guys, I got the finale tonight.
Yeah. We
really?
Started to try to watch it yesterday, and man, sometimes it's just like Netflix. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's our internet, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, CenturyLink.
I'm calling
you out.
Wait, are you having a hard time with Netflix? Is it buffering?
It does.
It did that with Jaden yesterday.
Do you know what I think's happening? Like, honestly, I think a lot of people, I hope, this is my hopeful conclusion, is a lot of people are trying to watch Daredevil. And so it's kind of like jacking
yeah,
up the signal.
Jaden was freaking out because it kept buffering.
Ours has been doing that a lot. Huh.
Really?
And I've noticed that anytime like a very popular, like when House of Cards season whatever comes out, Netflix will start getting
it's
weird.
Hmm.
It's because a lot of people are tuning in to watch it. It's crazy if you're like diverting from this a little bit. Think about cable 5-10 years ago
yeah.
and think about it now. It's like Netflix is just right up there with the major
yeah.
networks saying, oh, man, we've got all these better
Yesterday,
series than you.
They spent stupid amounts of money on a film to get rights to a new Will Smith film
Netflix
before
did?
It releases in theaters.
I saw that.
Dude, millions upon millions. What was
it? It was like 90 million, wasn't it?
90 million or something like that. They
you ready
spent
for this?
To own the rights to this movie.
I saw a commercial for a new series called The Ranch coming out. Have you seen this?
No.
Let's run through the players in the series. Who's the guy from That 70s Show with the curly hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Also, Ashton Kutcher. And then I think their father in the series is Sam Elliott.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And it's like a comedy show called The Ranch.
Oh, I did see that trailer. Yeah.
Dude.
I was confused. Is it a reality show or is it?
I don't think it's a reality show. I think it's just a comedy. I don't know.
This film is a Max Landis scripted cop thriller.
What?
Yeah. David Ayer directs.
What?
Will Smith and Joel Edgerton starring.
What? Do you know David? Okay, David Ayer. Let's see. What did he do? Fury and the forthcoming Suicide Squad.
Right.
What?
So this is like game changer. Netflix paid $90 million for this movie so that they could have the exclusive rights so there will be a release for Netflix, specifically just for Netflix, and then there may be a limited theatrical release.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow.
I'll watch that.
Maybe.
Huh.
Isn't that weird, though?
That is really weird.
Like, Netflix is like, hey, this crazy new Will Smith movie. Yeah, we'll give you guys $90 million so that we can just have it exclusively.
Wow.
You know, not in theaters anymore. We'll just give you $90 million.
That's crazy.
What? Yeah.
If you're like an indie filmmaker and you're kind of trying to grapple with, you know, the throes of the big majors, whatever, and then you've got a film that's more than likely going to have a limited release.
Yeah.
This would be so much better.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, my son and I went and watched Batman last night.
Ooh, what'd you think?
Don't spoil it.
I'll try not to spoil it, but I listened to you guys the other day. I wanted to take my daughter, but she didn't really want to go to the movie.
Yeah.
Because she heard all the bad reviews, and her friend went and watched it. But I got to tell you, the whole thing was right on from what your review was.
You loved it? You liked it?
Yeah. Stop it. Yeah. My son is 12, and he's all into all the superheroes. He loves Superman. Mm. And I like Batman because I like all the gadgets. Mm-hmm. But the really cool part was he knew when to say, yeah, yeah. Especially when the bad guy was doing the wrong thing and the good guy was winning.
Yeah. Mm.
But he did have problems with two good guys fighting.
Yeah.
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 I can understand that as a kid.
He couldn't catch on to some of the stuff.
Yeah.
But at the end, he was like, he loved it.
Good.
He loved it.
I'm glad. All right. I recommend it. It's a great movie.
Yeah. There are some parallels, though, to Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Sure.
Full
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Full mm-hmm. on.
Thanks for sharing that, man.
No problem. But God's awesome, man. You guys, I love your show in the mornings. And my daughter got me watching it. And then the only thing, though, is on Teo, on the commercial, my wife says you got to do something with a hat.
What's he talking about?
The commercial?
Yeah.
On Sundays.
Oh, on Sundays?
Wait, yeah, on the TV commercial.
Oh, yeah.
On the TV commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
All the way. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Buddy.
Have a great day.
What?
What?
I actually think something with the hat. Something
Zeke,
with the hat.
Maybe confusing you with somebody?
Maybe it's me. Because remember we shot those things on the green screen? I think they still use those on the CW for Pastor Skip's teachings.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, you know, with like, hey, it's the Morning Invasion, Star 88.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And we did like an announcement
with a
things.
Hat. I don't either.
Huh.
I don't know what you're talking about, guy. Anyway, back to the list. Yeah. So it was hoodies?
Okay, hoodies. Oh yeah!
Wow.
What are we talking
that was
about?
15
again?
Minutes ago. We rabbit trailed hard.
We had to. These are the top five things.
I apologize because I said hoodies. Punisher wears a hoodie. Punisher. Netflix.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Now we're Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. You see how it happens, people. Here are the top five things men should stop wearing when they turn 40.
Not happening.
Okay. Number one was hoodies.
No. I'll never stop wearing
hoodies.
We don't
agree. Number two, track pants.
Oh.
You wore track pants, yesterday?
Yeah.
Those were sweet.
If you're going to exercise, I don't know. This is stupid. Number three, sports jerseys.
I feel like you
nobody
should
wears
start
those
wearing
to football games. Nobody ever wears those.
Are you mocking me?
Nobody buys those for like hundreds of dollars
to wear once.
Yeah. Yeah.
I may have an Angels jersey that says Steve-O on it. Yeah.
Here's one. White socks.
Sporting black.
If you're a White Sox fan.
You wear black socks?
Yeah, I wear designs.
Mm-hmm. I'll wear designs of black. What, you wear white socks? You wear white socks?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, what a weirdo. Oh, man.
No, I bet you wear black socks with sandals.
Okay, here
I
we
don't
go.
Wear socks with sandals.
Socks and sandals.
Gosh.
Baseball caps. Dex.
I know. It's because I'm a little insecure about my hair.
Apparently me in that commercial with the hat or something.
Yeah, maybe thinks that it's
I don't know
me.
What he's talking
it's
about.
It's me, actually, because I'm the one who wears the hat.
Yeah, a few things that just missed the top 10. Leather pants. I think unless you are the singer of Aerosmith, you should probably stray away from the leather pants. Funny ties.
Okay.
Does that mean like a tie with a stupid design?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably. You're like, oh, it's a Bugs Bunny tie, guys. Hilarious.
It's Christmas. Number 3, bomber jackets.
Huh.
Huh. Number 4, fanny packs.
Okay, that died in like
Matthew McConaughey rocks the fanny pack.
So weird.
Dawn loves fanny packs.
They're great.
She, like, over Christmas time in Disney World, she was like, this is my fanny. This is what I'm doing.
I'm actually surprised that you don't wear fanny one pack at the gym, because usually gym guys wear the fanny packs. They could put all their vitamins in there and their steroids.
The steroids that I use are just... It's just a needle, and you have to... No, I don't use those, but I don't need a fanny pack.
You can put
pack.
Snacks in there.
That would get in the way, because we do so much...
No, you can put it behind you. Mm-hmm. You know, you can... That's what's great about a fanny pack.
Why are you trying to sell me a fanny pack?
This is weird.
What are you doing, weirdo?
I just want to see you wear a fanny pack. I think it'd be great.
Okay, and of course, Speedos, which...
Okay.
So funny, because all of these I wore when I was a child. It was like, well, I was on the swim team. I had a... fanny pack
and a hoodie, and
then I hit 9 and was like, I'm out.
Yeah,
and I started rocking leather pants.
I don't understand the hoodies, track pants, and sports jerseys thing, and baseball caps.
Yeah, who made this list?
Weirdos. I wear baseball caps all the time to my kids' games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'm a fan. I'll wear my Angels hat pretty regularly, actually.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What
oh,
up,
oh boy?
I can't believe you guys are. Fanny packs? Oh, my God. Joe Rogan has his own line of fanny packs.
Are you serious?
See, Joe Rogan rocks them.
Dude, you got to watch the Joe Rogan Experience if you want to watch a trippy podcast.
No, we don't.
No.
It's Pool Boy. No.
Okay, all right. Sorry. But, hey, after 40, you can't be wearing gold chains no more.
Unless you're Run DMC, you shouldn't be wearing them anyway.
No, you gotta.
Well, no, I know my boss wears one, and it's just gold. Just chains, period, are kind of like weird.
Yeah, I agree. I
think it's okay.
When I was a kid, I used to sport them. I had the one with the arrowhead, and then I had one with the cross and the anchor. You know, the gold.
Oh, yeah.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, when you were 7.
No gold chains, but fanny packs. I would rock those on like a Disney trip or something.
Sure.
All right, I like to call it a man purse better.
Yeah,
you can put your suntan lotion in there, your sunscreen.
Yeah.
No, dude, fanny packs rock, man. Check out Joe Rogan's line.
Okay. Never.
Why does he have a line? Never. I'm going to look this up.
I love you, pool boy.
Got another phone call.
I love that he knows that.
You can put your lip ointment in there.
No, dude, it's called a pocket. It's called a pocket.
Or it's called just deal with it and don't carry anything with you except the wallet.
Dude.
A little walk-around cash.
A little thin wallet.
You need
you
some walk-around money,
all that.
But you keep it in the wallet.
Maybe you have to take medicine every day. You can put your medicine in there.
Okay.
Nail clippers?
It says for over 40. Maybe
how about
you
nail
have
clippers?
You have to take your medicine with you.
A little pocket knife?
He really does have fanny packs. They're leather.
Good morning. Wow.
Morning. Hey, it's Manny Baca. How you guys doing?
Manny!
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I was just calling about that ridiculous list you just read.
Yeah. Yes, do you wear all of
are
that.
Are you currently wearing all of that?
Most of it.
Oh, good for you.
I'm 52 years old. I wear ball caps. I wear sports jerseys.
Fanny packs. I wear
hoodies.
Yeah.
I carry a fanny pack sometimes because it's great for concealed carry.
What did I?
Okay.
See, you can put
you look like a nerd, and then you pack in heat, you know? Hey,
you look like a nerd, and you're packing heat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Think about it.
Yep. Look at that guy over there with a fanny pack. I'm going to rob him. No, you're not.
No, you're not, because he's going to kill you.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's funny, Manny.
Yeah, but I thought that this was ridiculous. So the leather pants, I don't think anybody should wear those, no matter what age they are.
Nobody wears leather pants.
Steven
Tyler rock
does.
And roll dudes, you know, but that's about it.
Brandon Lee did in The Crow.
I had to hang up my
leather pants. Well, yeah, but how old is he?
Well, he died.
He's dead. Yeah.
He was only 20-something, so, you know, that's okay.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah. Just trying to find yourself.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and, you know, admitting all this. I think
Thanks, Manny.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too.
52 years old.
We got a clip here. UFC fighter John Dodson is ready to take the bantamweight division by storm.
That's right, he is.
But I want to show that everybody that no matter what weight class I'm going to or going to be in, I can go ahead and dominate and push the pace and make sure I can knock out everybody with a beautiful fashion that I do every single time.
Why has he not come in? I'm texting him.
Wait, who is this? Is this the guy from Albuquerque?
John Dodson. Yeah, John the Magician. He's awesome.
Okay.
When's his fight?
Let's see, September.
Okay, so we got a
John
bunch of time.
The Magician Dodson. He's coming off another loss though.
Yeah. Well, he moved up in weight. Mm-hmm. Which is a good move.
It was.
Yeah. I'm sorry, not September. That happened. His loss was in September. He'll fight Manny Gamberian, I don't know, on April 16th. That's coming up. That's a couple weeks.
We got to get him in here.
Yeah.
All right.
That guy is riding a 2-fight win streak, and he's a fighter that's come down a weight class.
Yep.
There you go. Speaking of coming down in weight, according to Thrillist.com, the best cardio workouts for people who hate running.
This is for me.
All right, this is for you.
I was so, oh my gosh, yesterday at the gym, Steve-O.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Dex showed up.
Thank you. I was there, everybody. Steve-O, the WOD yesterday, when we first got there,
yeah.
What did it start out at? 800-meter run.
800-meter run, and then a 400-meter run backwards.
Yeah, and then you had to do, like, what, 40 of those leg curls?
Those weren't included.
Okay.
But it was so windy yesterday, and the wind was kicking up so much dust and dirt that we switched it to a row.
Yeah, which I was pumped about.
Dang it. Yeah, I hate running. I love doing the row.
Yeah, we rowed a lot yesterday.
Row your boat.
It was a good workout.
Number one, and I totally agree with this list, jumping rope.
Oh, that's hard.
Man, I remember when I started going to CrossFit, and they broke out the jump ropes, and I was like, there's one thing that I am horrible at, and it's jumping.
Never learned a jump rope?
I just never did.
Tommy's coaching today at 4 o'clock, and he promised to help me with my double unders.
Yay! Because
that's the one thing. I hate it.
Yeah.
I can do it now.
I hate it.
You'll smack yourself with that rope.
Oh, so many times.
So I went from not being able to jump rope at all to now I can do double unders, I'm working on triples. I think I can get them. So,
but can you do the crossies?
No, I'm not doing the crossies. What am I, in a street contest? It's not as high impact as running, so it's easier on your knees. 30 minutes of jumping rope burns almost as many calories, as a 30-minute jog.
Wow.
I would say if you're doing double unders, it burns more.
Yeah.
Because that's intensity. Number two, circuit training. This is what we did a bunch of when you guys first started coming. It's a combination of things like jumping jacks, push-ups, lunges. You're supposed to do each one for about a minute with no breaks in between, so your heart rate stays up the whole time.
Intensity.
And then number three, interval walking, a.k.a. speed walking. Now, if you're over the age of 50, rocking that fanny pack and your track pants, you're probably on the way to the mall right now.
Yes.
And this is what you're doing. This is easier on your knees. It still gets your heart rate up. And the idea is to change your speed up about once a minute. So sometimes you're walking almost as fast as possible, but not always. Hang on, I've just received a text. This is important. It's from Nick. He says, yeah, you were bad at jumping rope.
That's right. I remember when you started, we went and bought jump ropes, remember? Because it was like, I never
even used that.
Really?
Because the ones they use at the gym are different than those. Yeah. They have little axle things on them. That's my list.
I like
that. Best cardio workouts for people who hate running.
I like that a lot. Big show this morning from The Voice. Catherine Ho will be joining us from Team Adam at 7:20. Don't forget Patrick Fabian from Better Call Saul. He plays Howard Hamlin. We'll be on the show tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk robots because, you know, they're taking over soon.
Can't wait. Just so excited about robots.
We have some 911 calls to play for you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Steve-O has your Whiskey Tango Florida. Good morning. We'll be back.
Tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. Fair warning, The Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
There's another weird story of the UK. I read that a cat in England actually survived for 8 days after it climbed into a box and its owner accidentally mailed it. The cat is doing fine while the person who opened that box no longer has a face. Hey, I'd be upset too. Yeah. Another local story, I saw that the Times Square Spider-Man actually wore his costume to court over the weekend to plead not guilty to assault charges. Whereas I wear my Spider-Man costume to court just to get out of jury duty. That's what I mean. It looks guilty to me, Your Honor.
Hello. 7-Eleven.
High today of 58 degrees. It is cold, man.
It was snowing earlier. Good luck, guys.
Good luck.
It's almost April. Come on, New Mexico.
84 years ago, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to make a solo flight across the Atlantic.
Oh, wow.
Also, today is Celine Dion's birthday.
Oh, dude.
Wherever you are,
that's his girl right there, man.
I believe that the heart does go on.
Okay.
It's back in Vegas.
Yeah, when I was there with House of Heroes, I wanted to go see her, but we couldn't because, like, you know, her husband passed away and then her brother passed away.
Oh.
So she had to take a little time off and I was sad.
Yeah, well, she's a strong woman, Dale. She's a strong, strong woman.
Oh, I know.
You know, the first auto-tune was used in a major pop song. What song was that? The first auto-tune.
Even Life After Love by Cher.
Oh, what? You knew that?
Oh my gosh!
How did you know that?
I was like,
dude, I know everything.
The first time auto-tune was used in a major pop song, it was Believe by Cher in 1998. Oh, I remember.
Yeah, but I didn't remember that.
Everybody, what are they doing to her voice?
What is this?
Why does she sound so weird?
I interviewed her son one time, as he's in a metal band. What's the metal band called?
I thought her son was a girl now.
Did he?
No, the daughter is a son.
Chaz.
The daughter is a boy
now. Chaz.
Okay, sorry.
Her son, younger son, he's in a rock band, and I don't even know if they're still together, but oh my gosh, you talk about not a very nice young
issues.
Man.
Yeah. A couple of issues.
Issues, yeah. And then, of course, the record guy told me, just don't bring up that, you know, his mom is Cher. He doesn't like to talk about his mom.
So your first question was, so what's it like growing up with Cher?
Yeah.
Quit being that guy, Dad.
Yeah. Tell me not to do something. What am I going to do? Come on.
Gosh.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. It's Big Al.
Hey, Big Al.
You know, you guys said you were cold. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
You're that guy, Big Al.
Oh, gosh.
Don't be that guy. We met that guy.
Thanks for
at
calling.
At Easter Sunrise Service, everybody's freezing, and there's that guy in the short-sleeve shirt that was like, what are you guys talking about?
Well, look, let me ask you this. What else are you better at, Al? Let's just hear it all now.
What?
Well,
what do you mean?
You're calling in, bragging about how not cold you are. What else are you good at?
Well, I'm pretty sure I could throw a football over 50 yards.
Well,
I could throw a football over them mountains.
Al the Bragger. That's your new name.
Are you secretly Superman?
I'm secretly...
He's just strong.
Teo.
All right, we'll see you, Al the Bragger.
Love you.
Thanks, Al the Bragger. Big Al, man.
Hey.
You know who else is that guy?
Uh-huh.
Steve Ryman. He's from Alaska.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's like, this isn't cold. Walking around in sandals.
See, that doesn't make any sense, though. Because I've lived here for 15 years in Albuquerque. I'm from Montana, where it's
cold.
Cold.
Right.
And your body changes.
Your body changes.
It acclimates to the temperature that you live in.
Yeah.
So I get cold really easy, really fast now. If I go back up to Montana, I can't go up there in the winter, so I'll die.
So are you planning a trip this winter?
No. I can't. I'll die.
Mm-hmm.
This is a spit guard,
it's
everyone.
It's so cold. It's so cold.
Doing its job.
I'll die. I almost died last time I went there in the winter.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't do that, man.
Oh, so cold.
How is that possible? Because I feel like for me, I'm at the disadvantage because I'm the skinniest one in here. I'm just like skin and bones. So for like me, it's like
you're kind of doing a fat joke right
now. No, what? I'm not joking. That's science. It's real life.
He's science.
You got more cushion. You got like a layer. You got insulation, if
cushion
you will.
Fall
a lot
the
of this
pushing.
Is muscle. You see.
No, I get that.
A lot of this is muscle.
Still layers that I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Just saying.
Muscle's not blubber. It's not blubber. Okay?
That's true.
Blubber keeps you warm.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's not muscles don't keep you warm?
No, man, not at all. No.
Okay.
Science told me that once.
We're waiting on our interview, huh?
No, we're not.
Oh, no?
You brought this story to me yesterday. It's pretty funny. It's really funny, actually.
Dude, we got to post this.
Yeah. Taya, when you get a chance, find this. Student sends mom a cardboard cutout of himself. Her response is hilarious. Steve, you gotta tell everybody.
Here's
about
the
this.
Deal. You know that humor obviously came from her. You know, because there's this kid. He decided he was gonna study abroad. He's like, Mom, I am out. So he knew, you know, being that he was gonna be going away. He decided to send a life-size cardboard cutout of himself to his mom, you know, so that she wouldn't feel so alone, if you will. And her response was absolutely amazing because she then began posting photos of him doing random things. So there's one of him at the doctor's office. There's one of him date with like this life-size Barbie doll, which is weird. There's one of him like, it's just amazing. At dinner with the family, like she just started sending out all these photos. There's one of him, in bed reading a book. There's one of him playing fetch with the dog. Like she just went for it.
I feel like this really helps mom too. I feel like this really does.
Because she's got something to do?
She's got her son there. I mean, it's not him, but it's him.
It's hilarious. So I commend the mom. Like, the son thought, oh, man, I'm going to do something hilarious. I'm going to send my mom a cardboard cutout of myself so she doesn't feel so lonely. And in turn, she just took it and ran with it.
It's
so
really funny.
The mom wins, man. The mom wins.
We'll post that up at our Facebook page. Good morning.
Hey, I have Catherine from The Voice for you guys.
We are ready for Catherine from The Voice.
Woo! Hang on.
This is The Voice.
Hey, Catherine.
She heard you.
She heard you singing, and you, sir, are no musician.
No, I'm not. How are you, Catherine?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Doing pretty well. Doing pretty well. Where are you calling from? Where are you at? You're probably in L.A.
Yeah, I'm near L.A. right now, so it's kind of early, but I'm super excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Dude, thanks for being on the show. It's like the 6 o'clock hour out there. Wow.
It's early.
You are a trooper.
Thanks.
So what was your day like yesterday? Run through your day with us. What happened? Did you hang out with anybody cool? Did you walk the Hollywood Boulevard? Oh. What'd you do?
Actually, right now, I'm a junior in high school, and we're on spring break, so it's kind of nice. Like, if yesterday wasn't spring break, I probably would have been at school, but, like, I kind of was just chilling at home, playing some piano, singing a bit, and just, like, relaxing, basically. And I went shopping with my mom, too.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Pretty, like, chill day yesterday.
So, I have a question for you, Catherine. You make it through, and you're now on The Voice. And you're a junior in high school.
Mm.
Obviously, you're still in school because we know, you know, they filmed the blind auditions a couple months ago or whatever, and then make their way through to the live rounds to get to the live rounds. What's it been like at school? Because I'm assuming you probably had to go back to school in between, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Has it been crazy at school? Like people bum rushing you, going The Voice,
wanting autographs and selfies and stuff.
Yeah, it's been really cool, like, the amount of support I'm getting at my school. Like, they actually came to film my choir for, like, my backstory for the blind audition, which is, like 70 girls. So, like pretty much the whole school, like, knows that I'm doing The Voice. And, like, I'm, like, so overwhelmed by all the support I have from, like, my teachers and my friends. And, yeah, it's been really cool. Like,
That's
definitely
really cool.
Super supportive.
I want to give you a heads up because I'm kind of disappointed in The Voice right now because I
every
morning, you know, we've been having these contestants from The Voice on, and I go to YouTube every morning and I find the auditions, I find all the clips from The Voice so I can have the audio. I Googled, I YouTubed Catherine Ho, The Voice, and the only thing they have up there, Catherine, is the one that they actually recorded for you. Not just the recorded one. That's all they have up there. What is up with that?
Well, they don't have time to like air all the all the people that go through.
That's
so
ridiculous.
There's always like this thing called a montage. So unfortunately, I got montage, but it's okay because
it's not okay, Catherine. You should throw a fit.
Stop it!
You're not getting fair treatment. Everybody
this
else.
This 16-year-old on the phone is handling this better than you, grown up.
I'm
okay?
just trying to give you a heads up because I feel
she's being awesome about this.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? You're on The Voice. That's amazing. Yeah, you got montaged. That kind of sucks. But you know what? You're amazing. So forget what Dex is saying. Yeah.
Well, it's just for those people that, because I haven't really been caught up on The Voice, so I didn't get a chance to watch when you performed, and I want to see your performance. And all I got was a stinking montage.
Yeah. Sorry
so what do we have next for you, Catherine, on The Voice? What's coming up?
So this week, knockout round started, which is basically like each coach pairs. It's like you sing your own song. You get to pick your song, but you're like up against someone else on your team. And they started this week, and they're continuing next week.
Gotcha.
Okay. That's really cool.
When are we going to see you get to fight? Do you get swords?
No, we don't get swords, but it's still pretty intense. So.
Right?
They have like the stage up as a ring, like a boxing ring, sort of. So
I watch The Voice. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
He knows about it.
I am a fan of this show.
We're talking with Catherine Ho from The Voice. Talk about Adam Levine. What is he like as a coach?
Oh, my gosh. Working with Adam is so cool. Like, he's so knowledgeable about his craft. And, he's just, like, he's super into, like, not only just, like, the vocal, but, like, really channeling the, like, emotion of the song. So I feel like he really, like, his coaching is very, like, all-inclusive of, like, performing and, like, the vocal stuff. So it's been really cool working with him.
Let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 30, how hard did you fangirl?
Oh, my God.
You can
probably
be honest.
Probably, like 42.
There you go.
I don't know. Like, 42. It's like, sometimes I would be, like, speechless.
Yeah.
Just, like, I would just, like, be standing there, like, trying to take it all in.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I fangirl pretty hard over him.
I'm glad you're honest.
Yeah, this is something that always happens to me. If I ever meet somebody in a band that I really like, and I want to know if it happens to you. Every time you're around him, do you get a Maroon 5 song stuck in your head?
Yes!
Yeah.
Like, have you ever caught yourself almost singing it out loud? Like, he walks by and you go, this? No, no. Has that happened?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's definitely happened. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So, Catherine, let's say you win The Voice. What does your life look like? You're like a junior in high school, and you're like, you're ready to do this thing at The Voice. So what does your life look like?
I would definitely, I don't know what it would look like exactly, but it would probably change a lot. Because, I don't know, right now, like, I'm still in school. Like,
finish school.
Is, like, pretty big my life, so.
Finish school, yeah. Catherine.
Yeah, you should finish school.
Yeah, finish it.
You'll end up working at some lame radio station like me if you don't finish school.
Yeah. We don't want our job.
Catherine, here's the deal. We know somebody that works here with us, and she was on American Idol back
then.
She was. She almost made it. She made it to Hollywood, and she almost made it to, I guess, when they start the show.
She quit school. She quit everything.
Yeah, she quit everything. She was like, I'm gonna win American
Music!
Idol. And she's like, I hate all of you guys, and I'm just gonna just do this thing. And she got kicked off at Hollywood Week. And now she has nothing.
Don't you quit school, girl.
She's actually she's very happy, Catherine.
Well,
yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, good luck to you, Catherine.
Yeah,
you're gonna do great. And we'll be watching you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Catherine.
Bye.
See you later.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
So great, Catherine. So, like,
stop it.
If you guys, like,
she's in high school, that's how they talk.
Thought that, like, maybe, like, for all my college friends, like, I feel like if you go back, like, to the podcast, and you're just wanting to, like, not remember life, like,
she's
you could turn that into a game. I won't say what kind of game, but, like, it's like, if you, like, if you really like not remembering life, yeah.
I like her.
Catherine Ho gave us a perfect game.
I like her melody changes that she's doing right here.
So yeah. 16.
Ah! I helped you, Jack. So well. And when we found
our very last kiss, my last. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. Please.
Say you remember me.
No,
sitting on the icebox.
Sitting on the icebox.
While the street.
On a scale of one to like, that was like not like I like just no. Like,
they say when people sing songs and they insert their own lyrics, Steve-O always puts himself in every song.
I do.
Even the praise songs about God.
No, what?
They say that you're giving people a glimpse into your life. So, Dex, I'd like you to elaborate a little bit on standing on the icebox.
That's what it says.
If you don't mind, I just want a little window into what that means.
Kind of embarrassed right now.
Well, just tell us about it. What is it like standing on the icebox?
Oh, man.
Growing up in Montana, we used to stand on iceboxes all the time.
What did you proclaim from the icebox?
I can't really say. I'm kind of winded from that performance.
Yeah, I see that. Sweating, man. Some. Just, that icebox brought back some stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it did. It's
dredging up those old memories.
Stuff, you know, I get emotional.
I mean, I guess it's better that you sang that than standing in a nice dress, because that's the actual lyric. Oh, no.
Standing in an icebox.
Now you're in the icebox.
Now you're in it.
So
it's really hot outside.
Was this a punishment that maybe you had to endure? Your parents
maybe,
were like,
maybe
go get in the icebox!
Break. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Corey Lewandowski, the manager of the Donald Trump presidential campaign, is now charged with misdemeanor battery after police in Jupiter, Florida, corroborated the story of a female reporter who says Lewandowski grabbed her forcefully.
An L.A. cop suing a musical star.
A captain from the Los Angeles Police Department who was working security for Elton John is claiming that the singer groped him on multiple occasions.
Hillary Clinton talking about gun violence.
The NRA always says, well, changing the laws won't stop all of the killing.
Mississippi close to passing legislation that would allow guns in church.
Good old Mississippi.
Hey, Mississippi! Gonna shoot you in church!
I know what they're doing, though. They're just doing that because there's this game in Mississippi called the Christian Game. And it's like, oh, you think you're a Christian? We about to find out.
Hello, everyone. Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. The Morning Invasion, 7:39.
High today at 58 degrees.
James Gordon, he's a pretty funny man.
Jim Gordon?
Yep, Jim Gordon, yeah. No, James.
Oh.
James Corden. Excuse me, Corden. He has, he invented a really cool thing that, actually, I think they're coming up with a TV show, the Carpool Karaoke. I think they're actually coming up with a TV just for that feature he does.
It's a great feature.
And he gets these celebrities to drive with him.
Yes.
And they do some karaoke. And last night was amazing because
he Jennifer did a Lopez, prime time special.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez did some carpool karaoke with him. And he grabbed her phone. And this is what happened.
This is insane. Fergie, is this Iggy Azalea?
Yeah.
Just down as Iggy. Can I send one person a text in your phone?
Who?
Anyone. Shall I text Leonardo DiCaprio? Hang on, shall I send you a message?
Say hi. Right.
Okay, this just proves that this is real. Look, I'm just going to text. I'm going to text Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, Leo.
Don't say Leo because I would never say Leo.
Oh, what would you say?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Okay. Hey, baby. I'm kind of feeling...
No!
Everybody, I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose.
I'm not going to let you send that.
Like I need to cut...
I will not let you send that.
Any suggestions?
No.
Any suggestions, let me know. J-Lo. You know, from the block. You know, from the block.
I'm not
going to
let you send that.
Go on.
Boom.
He sent that to Leonardo DiCaprio.
So awesome.
Well, do you think he responded?
I hope so.
No, dude. It's Leo, bro. Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
He wrote back.
No, he did not. What, right, what's he said?
He said, you mean tonight, boo-boo, club-wise?
He said what? You mean tonight, boo-boo, club-wise? Question mark.
Tonight, boo-boo, club-wise? Oh, I love that.
See, here's the Dude. Funny part, is that he actually thinks I'm serious.
I love that.
I don't.
Club-wise. Oh, this guy's the best.
This was me. Hey, baby, I'm kind of feeling like I need to cut loose. Any suggestions? Let me know. J-Lo. As if I were
J-Lo. From the block. You mean tonight, boo-boo? Club-wise?
I guess I'm going out.
No, you're going to the club totally with DiCaprio
totally
tonight.
Not. I'll be home cooking with my kids.
Oh, my God.
That is hilarious.
That's great.
That's good stuff, man.
That's good stuff.
Can we be James Corden? Uh-huh. Leo wins an Oscar, and then he just gets cool.
Then he wins at life.
Yeah. Again. That's hilarious.
Say, I found something really cool that I want to show you guys. Apparently, here in New Mexico, there's a stretch of road on Route 66 that plays America the Beautiful
you
if you
this?
Go the speed limit. I had no idea. Wait, what? Apparently, a lot of people don't know about this.
This came out, I think, last year or 2 years ago.
Okay. I think this video, this. So it's the way they did the Rumble strip.
Yeah.
Strips. It says the small stretch of Route 66 became musical 2 years ago, but it's still a cool thing to witness for those of us who don't travel the New Mexico roads daily.
It sure does. Yeah, it's driving on the Rumble Strip.
That's crazy! Merca.
That's pretty cool.
Merca.
That blows my mind.
Yeah.
No, where is it?
It doesn't say. It just says a small strip of Route 66.
What? Mm-hmm.
It's meticulously placed rumble strips. So the thing is, like, they have to be placed at very, very specific distances away, you know, like in measurement to make the notes. And you have to go the speed limit to hear it. There's musical notes beside the rumble strips that tell you where it is.
That's pretty cool.
That's
incredible.
They
should do that everywhere, and people will go the speed limit. It'll be less crazy in New Mexico. New Mexico drivers are insane.
Okay, the difference between a couple of notes is 5 millimeters of spacing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You have to get right on that thing.
That's really cool. Good job, New Mexico.
Good job, New Mexico. Let's head to Florida.
Oh, man. Well.
You guys are going to enjoy this one.
It's feeling a little funky outside right now. High today is only 58 degrees. You're going to want to dress a little warm. Things are off. Things aren't off every day here in New Mexico, but it seems like every day in Florida, something goes awry. Thus, Whiskey Tango, Florida. There's literally nothing about this story that makes sense, but here's why it's great. A guy in Florida was just arrested for driving 6 miles with his wife on the roof of the car, and he swears he didn't know she was up there.
No way.
6 miles, dude! 69-year-old Richard Addy of Stuart, Florida, and his 50-year-old wife, Elizabeth, got housed at a bar on Monday night. They wound up getting into an argument. Sir Richard decided to leave without her. I'm out of here! But apparently, he was either too drunk, or angry, or blasting T-Swift, that he didn't realize that Elizabeth had climbed onto the roof of the 2011 Toyota Sequoia.
What?
She was banging on the roof and screaming as he drove home.
Oh, my goodness.
Good gosh.
Well, after 6 miles, Richard drove past a cop who pulled him over for, you know, having a woman on the roof of his car.
How old was the lady?
She was 50. He's 69.
I thought this was a conversation about a child.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
50-year-old woman.
What's she doing climbing on the roof of a car?
They got into an argument at the bar, guys.
So she climbed on the roof of a car? You get in an argument at the bar, you climb on the roof of a car.
Believe it or not, Richard was only charged with misdemeanor reckless driving and permitting a passenger to ride on the exterior of a vehicle. Whiskey, tango.
That's Florida.
Crazy. I believe him. I believe Thank that he you, had no idea that his wife was on the roof of his car.
Well, here's what's crazy. According to the report, they were at a bar, they drank too much, and he was driving home. So if that's the case, wouldn't he also have a DUI?
Yeah.
But he didn't get charged with that.
No, man, this is Florida. You know, the cops pulled him over and they were like, hey. And then he just pointed at the woman and said,
Florida.
Come on, man. Look at her.
Look at this.
Yeah, the cops even know. They're like,
and the cop said, you know what?
It's another day.
I'm going to write you up, but we're going to take it
easy. This is my wife.
Another wife riding on the roof of a car.
Okay. I had no idea she was up there, guys. We've been married for 40 years.
You should make a 1 minute in a woman's head from that woman's point of view while she's on top of the car.
Yes.
Crazy!
Speaking of cars, we need to take a look at traffic.
Okay.
Really Let's quick, do that. Guys.
Something's happening. We'll get to that phone.
Traffic!
Okay. My map has messed up. But there's an accident on 40 eastbound before you get to the Big Eye, and it's starting to clog up track. So if you're, or traffic, if you're 40 eastbound between Coors and Unser, you need to watch out. There's a major accident, and this map sucks. And that's your look at traffic.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola, man.
So, if I sound far away, it's because there's a sheriff's deputy driving right next to me, and I have my phone on my lap.
Come on, man.
Good job.
You guys were wondering where that rumble strip is on 66?
Yeah.
It's in the canyon, so, like, once you go through Cornwell on 66 and you're heading east, you just stay on 66, and it's probably about a mile before, like, the Tejedas and Cedar Crest exit to head up North 14.
Oh, okay.
It's up this way, and my kids want us to go through it, like, all the time.
Is it pretty easy to get the song going?
Yeah, you just reduce to 45 miles an hour, and it sounds pretty cool. But you have to stay straight, or else it totally ruins the song.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. We noticed it's been there probably for about a year, maybe a little longer than that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's awesome. Let's get
Thanks, man.
Have a great day.
Hands free, buddy. Hands free.
10-2, man. 10-2.
Make sure
your wife's not on the roof of the car.
Hands free, if the cop can see.
338-3700.
That's not. The other day, I was leaving a place, and I had made a phone call, and it was like a cop was directing traffic because I was exiting this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a lady cop, and she saw me holding my phone up, and she pointed at me, and she made a phone thing and then hung it up.
No way! Oh!
She was like directing traffic all at the same time, and then she went,
boom! Yeah!
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I'm so sorry.
It was great, though. I was excited. I was like, oh, yeah!
Oh, that's good.
Nicely done. I do that regularly, though. It's like you just drop your phone is in your lap because I don't have earbuds or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't like talking on the phone while I'm driving anyways. But, dude, it'll just be sitting in my leg, like on speakerphone, and I'm going, yeah! I am shouting! I'm shouting at my leg!
Yeah, I've gotten pulled over a few times.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I'll put it on speaker, but still hold on to it.
Yeah, that doesn't... No, you
I
drop
know.
It.
I know.
Just drop it in your lap.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, morning.
Man. Hey, the Florida story.
Yeah?
The only reason I've been given the DWI is because the wife is still nagging up there. He's like... Oh, put her to bed. Get her to walk. Love you guys.
Love you too. All right, let's head to Connecticut. There's a woman in Hartford, Connecticut. She called 911 a few weeks ago for help in a life or death situation. She ordered a pizza that was half cheese, half bacon, but the pizza place had put hamburger meat on half of
it. Okay.
This is real life, guys.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I just have a question. If I order a pizza and they don't want to give me my money back, can you guys do something?
Ma'am, I'm not sure. That's something you have to take up with them, but that's not something you would dial 911 for. Right, 911 is for life-threatening emergencies only.
Oh, can you call the pizzeria or something?
Well, what happened?
Because then I order a small pizza, half cheese and half bacon, and they bring me half a hamburger. So I call them back, and they don't want to give my money back. They keep hanging on me.
Well,
okay, yeah, that's not a police matter, ma'am.
Serious stuff.
You'll have to work that out with the pizza shop.
So you cannot even call them or something?
No, we can't call the pizza shop.
No.
And how come they can call the police? I go over there and start an argument. They can call the police.
No, if you go over there, you can call and have an officer meet you there. But
guess what, lady? You're going to jail.
Gosh.
Because if you misuse 911, they'll come to your house and they'll take you to jail.
Okay. She sounded innocent enough.
Okay.
Like, that sounded like...
I get it.
You know what I mean?
They
It sounded like she was ignorant to the services 911 provides.
Well...
And she was just trying to get a refund. How frustrating is that? You order something, it's incorrect, and then they're being lame and not wanting to give you a refund when they completely screwed up your order.
Come on now.
Come on.
Come on.
There was an injustice, so she was calling for the justice.
Yeah, well, over the years...
Don't even giggle. Stop it. Stop giggling.
Over the years, there have been many, many people that have misused 911. Like this young man. He's 4 years old.
Okay.
And he asked 911 to report his bad dad to Santa Claus.
Nitro Police Department, what is the location of your emergency?
I got a child on the line asking for police.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes.
Send a message to my dad. Send a message to Santa. They'll say that dad is being bad. So my dad been very bad. He really did. And so.
Okay. What is your?
Write all the way to Santa. Write a message all the way to Santa.
You want me to write a message to Santa?
Yeah, and send it to Santa Claus.
How old are you?
4.
It's 4. Okay. And you want to?
Because I already had my birthday.
Oh, okay. So you want me to send a letter to Santa, tell him your dad has been bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
If your dad, let's say that was Brody. Okay, Brody calls 911 because he's mad at you.
Oh, dude, he's been getting in. He's 3 now, and so he's been. Yesterday, he asked if he could check his stuff. That's what he says. Can I check my stuff? It means can he play on the iPad? But it's like he wants to check his, like how we check our email or check. Mm-hmm. Can I check my stuff? And yesterday, I said, no, Brody, we're not
you
checking our stuff.
It.
We're
gonna
eat dinner. We're gonna, you know, we got Supergirl tonight. We're gonna, and he grabbed the iPad and went. And like threw it down.
What?
And I was like, whoa, bro. Because he hasn't lashed out like that yet. So it's like, oh no.
I think not.
So he's so articulate, but it's like, what is this? Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
what did dad do?
When you're bad, you get a big rock and you have to put it under your house.
Okay.
What?
Okay, well, listen.
When you're bad, that's what Santa gives you, a big rock.
And you put it under your house.
You know, I mean, come on, obviously.
Where is that? What are they teaching kids about Santa?
Dude, that was
Nice,
that was adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Just keep.
I was going to go to Oregon now because
I've got another Florida story.
Oh, you do?
It's from Miami.
But we have all these 911 calls. Look at this.
Go to there.
This 911 call is probably my favorite because this young lady found a spider in her house.
Wait, how old is she?
And she sent a cop to kill it for her.
Okay.
Hunter, I just have kind of a ridiculous question.
I'm home alone, and there is a giant spider on the back of my couch, and I am talking giant. I have never seen a spider this big, and I have no idea what to do.
What's on the back of your couch?
A spider. As ridiculous as that is, I've just spent the last 20 minutes panicking. It is so big. I don't know what to do.
Like, how big is it? Like, the size of a baseball or a golf ball?
Yeah. It's probably the size of a baseball.
A baseball?
Huge. And someone in my family was just recently bit, and they thought it was a recluse spider. Oh. It was my mom. She had to go to the hospital, and she has, like, this nasty bite on her leg, and I'm walking to my room, and I see this massive freaking creature on the back of my couch, and I have no idea what to do, and I can't get a hold of my parents, so I don't know if you guys have anything I can do, or if I just sit here and stare at it and wait for somebody to get home.
Just stare at it.
Come up and kill it.
I don't know if that's, like, ridiculous.
Okay, the greatest part about this 911 call is that the cops showed up, and he killed it with a rolled-up newspaper and said it was only 2 inches long.
Okay. That's exactly what I was saying. It was, like, the size of a baseball. Are you kidding me?
It's as big as a tree.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We joke, but that wasted, like, a police officer went over to her house.
Yes. Well,
that wasted man hours.
Well, they're known for getting cats out of trees. Firemen do that, too, you know. Just serving the public good, and everybody knows spiders are evil minions of Satan.
Yeah. All right, we have one last one here. This guy, Tim Peeler. Oh, Tim. He lives in North Carolina, and, well, he saw Bigfoot.
Oh. Cleveland County 911. Can I help you?
Yes. This is Tim Peeler.
Uh-huh. What's going on now?
This beast is paying my dogs. I've got 5 dogs. Bear dogs and hog dogs. And I shined a light on this thing, but I would not shoot it.
Okay, what did it look like?
It looked like a giant ape with a man's face. I was afraid to kill it. And it made a whistling sound. I just wanted y'all to know, I have not shot one or killed one. He was about 9-10 foot tall with real long arms. And my dogs are just raising heck. Would I get in any trouble if I shot and killed this beast, this animal, or whatever it is?
He's calling 911.
This is
to see if it's okay.
Is that in North Carolina?
That's in North Carolina.
That's my crazy Uncle Marty.
Oh, man.
That's exactly
Marty.
Who that is.
I love it.
Did you just do the Woody Woodpecker theme in your laugh? That's exactly what it sounded like.
I didn't even mean to.
Good
coming
job.
Back. If you like small kitties,
we're going to Florida.
Got a job for you in Florida. Also, an update on that guy that was up in the tree.
Oh, yeah.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
We love you too, buddy.
Good morning. Shout out to all the podcasters out there listening whenever you want, because you're podcasting.
Podcast.
Steve, tell everybody about our little podcast we got.
We have a little podcast, everyone.
We got it.
That's it. I'm just kidding. iTunes, always. You can subscribe there. Android Market as well through, Google Play?
Yep.
We got your back, bruh.
Hit the gigs.
I'll tell you what, if you subscribe to iTunes, they download it right there. I was so excited to get home and re-listen to that Jonathan Banks interview and the Allison Porter interview. Yesterday was a big show. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook or anywhere, I actually have the link for the Morning Invasion podcast right there in my profile.
Yep.
As do you guys, I'm sure, because you care about
our
show.
Oh, you put
it
right there in your bio?
That's
pretty cool.
Of course.
I got to do that.
Of course, bro.
I got to do that.
It's the Morning Invasion. Look at that. Boom!
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We posted the Jonathan Banks interview up on YouTube yesterday, so I just posted that on my Facebook page. So if you guys want to hear the interview, it's on YouTube or our podcast, whichever.
It was a really good time. Very excited for Better Call Saul Season 3 when they will be back this summer filming, because we're going to get a few cast members in studio.
Tomorrow, Patrick Fabian will be joining us.
Dude. I can't wait to talk to him because he has seriously been on every TV show. Like ever. So many.
Every TV show that you can think of, he's been...
Name a random TV show, Dexter.
CSI Miami.
Totally been on it. He was on one episode of CSI Miami.
I got one.
He was on CSI and CSI Miami. Yeah.
Dexter's Laboratory on Cartoon Network.
Oh, man. Why you gotta go like...
He was on it. He was the voice of the pink Powerpuff Girl.
No, he was...
Yes, he was.
We should do that tomorrow. What we need to do is play a game with him called TV Show Roulette because he seriously has been on so many TV shows.
I wonder if he can remember if he was on... All of those. There's hundreds.
Seriously, 24, Will and Grace, Just Shoot Me, CSI.
What was his
Without
first show?
A Trace.
What was his very first show?
His very first TV show, 1992. He was in Bodies of Evidence.
What?
And Silk Stockings.
Silk Stockings. I remember that show.
In 93. For Love and Glory and Beverly Hills 90210.
Bam!
Saved by the Bell, the college stockings. Years. Of course, he was Professor Jeremiah Lasky, and he tried to steal away Kelly Kapowski
Traitor.
From one Zach Morris. I can't wait to talk to him about this because he did try to steal away Kelly Kapowski
Traitor.
On Saved by the Bell. And then my favorite TV show, Friends. He played Nurse Dan, who tried to steal away Monica from Chandler. He is a bad man.
Dirty.
He
Dirty.
Was on Murder, She Wrote, Melrose Place, Boston Common, Star Trek Voyager, Millennium, General That's, Hospital, Xena, Time Cop, Friends, Wasteland Cupid, Two of a Kind, Dharma and Greg. I can't. There's so many. There's so many. Nash Bridges, dude.
Nash Bridges.
Without a Trace, CSI, Just Shoot Me, Joan of Arcadia, Crossing Jordan, 24. I gotta stop.
Yeah, he plays Howard Hamlin on Better Call Saul. He's a great actor.
He is a great actor.
He'll be on most of the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, so tune in.
Just hanging out.
In recent memory, Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, Criminal Minds, The Newsroom, Hawaii 5-0, Desperate Housewives, Private Practice.
Man, Silk Stockings totally took me back. When you said that...
What was that on?
That was on USA, I believe.
Okay, yes. 1992, guys. It was on CBS.
Yeah. Oh, it was on CBS?
Yeah. And then after CBS ended it in 93, the remaining six seasons ran on USA Network.
There
we go.
There it is. Guys, there's been a major accident. Traffic. It's on I-40 East. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what happened. I'm having to switch to a different traffic map.
Ooh,
because
that's a fancy one.
The one I go to normally is down, so I'm going over to KOB.com. Wait, which place does Ron Kitty work at?
KRQE.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Just making sure, guys.
One of these days, we need to get Ron Kitty in here.
Good luck with that. He's probably too busy messing stuff up somewhere. Yeah, so there's been an accident. I guess it's on 40 eastbound and it's blocking traffic all the way back to like Coors.
Wow.
So it's stacked up right now. You can expect some delays. I-40 eastbound between exit 154 Unser Boulevard all the way back to Unser and exits 159 B through C. Average speed down to about 20 miles per hour.
Do you have to go to traffic school to run that thing?
I think so. I think I had to go to internet school to run this thing.
Traffic! Guys, I know Teo especially is a huge fan of horror movies.
No, I'm not.
Loves them.
Oh, just loves them. He was not in that movie, was he?
He was the lead.
Really?
We have to watch it as research before tomorrow's show.
What is that?
He was the Reverend.
Look over there.
He was the Reverend Cotton Marcus. In the found footage horror film from 2010, The Last Exorcism.
I'm not doing
that. The trailer made me pee.
That's dumb.
Yeah. Can't do it. Never mind. I changed my mind. Changed my mind. Never mind.
Hey, I've got a creepy story.
Ooh.
Can you play the creepy music? Okay.
Don't
do it. There's $1 million home in New Jersey. And it's back on the market because the owners got a little creeped out by something that came along with the house. So, it's a house in Westfield, Connecticut, born and raised. But it comes with six bedrooms and three bathrooms. Six bedrooms, three bathrooms.
Okay.
It's described as a stately colonial designed with all the character and charm of the early 1900s. It's even got electricity. The thing is, it came with something else. Also included in the price, allegedly, a creepy stalker who wanted to, quote, fill the house with the young blood I requested.
What?
At least that's what the owners filed in a lawsuit last year. So the owners who bought the house for $1.3 million in May 2014 said they were driven from their dream home by a series of threatening letters from a person who called themselves the Watcher.
Okay.
The dude. Watcher allegedly said that they considered themselves to be the rightful owner of the home, and they got increasingly more sinister each time a letter came.
Oh, man.
Here's some quotes. If you're a kid, turn the radio off because this is terrifying. Will the Youngbloods play in the basement? Who has the rooms facing the street? I'll know as soon as you move in. It will help me to know who is in which bedroom. Then I can plan better.
Okay.
All the windows and doors in the house allow me to watch you and track you as you move through the house. I am in charge of the house.
What would you do if you started receiving letters like that? What would you do? You just purchased a $1.3 million house, and you're getting letters from a watcher.
So the watcher claims that in regards to the home, it, quote, has been the subject of my family for decades. I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming.
Oh.
My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s, and my father watched it in the 60s. It is now my time. Why are you here? I will find out. Now that they have to flaunt it, they pay the price. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Bad move.
Oh my goodness.
You don't want to make 657 Boulevard unhappy. Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested? Once I know their names, I will call to them and draw them to me.
That's the scariest thing.
Here's one thing. Here's the scariest one. I ask the woods to bring me young blood.
Okay.
This person is a witch! This is a witch! This is a witch that lives in the woods.
Are you sure it's just
the
not some like teenager
woods.
Just
this
like
is
really
the watcher
upset?
In the woods.
Watcher in the woods.
The watcher in the woods.
The watcher in the woods.
That's what this is.
What's the watcher in the woods?
That, wasn't it a Are You Afraid of the Dark? Or was it a Goosebumps?
Oh yeah.
This
you
is
know
the
what?
Watcher.
You're right.
It was
it's
Are You Afraid
in the Woods?
Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society. I give you the tale of the watcher in the woods. That's what this is.
Do you think someone's just trying to pull pranks? Because that's... Do you think that's real? Or do you think
know.
Someone... Maybe it's a bunch of... Well, that's pretty good writing. I don't think those are kids that wrote that.
Watcher in the Woods was like an old horror movie with Bette Davis from 1980.
Look up Are You Afraid of the Dark? Police have investigated the incident, but no charges have been filed, according to NewJersey.com. The Westfield Police Department did not immediately respond to a request.
Watcher's Woods.
Watcher's Woods.
Watcher's Woods.
Oh my gosh, the woods would speak to people. And this person allegedly has spoken to the woods. He has had a conversation with the woods, and he's asked it to help him out with his creepy home. To me, it's terrifying.
So what are the people going to do?
Yeah, but I mean, how much can I get the home for?
They got out. It's like 1.4.
Oh, dude, chump change.
Okay,
we got this. Let's all move there.
If I just purchased a $1.3 million house and I was getting letters, yeah, I'd be a little freaked out. But I would wait for something to happen before...
You would wait for something.
Wait for something to happen. Your child safety is no concern to you?
You would hang up a sign in the yard that said, we don't dial 911. And then you would wait for him. I would write a letter back. And I would write a letter and then put my little mailbox flag up.
Dear Watcher in the Woods.
Dear Watcher, what you don't know is I have also spoken to the woods and we have an agreement. Neither of us like you and we both think that you're stinky. I'm watching you, buddy. I'm watching you.
How come you can't just be chill about it and be like, Dear Watcher in the Woods, we have also spoken with the woods. They are down with hanging out. Daredevil Season 2 is out now. Netflix later? Question mark.
Dear Watcher in the Woods, I have spoken to the listener, the taster, and the smeller. None of us like you. No word yet from the hearer, but I'm going to get word back. Don't mess with us.
Incredible. Incredible.
I'm so maybe, terrified right now.
Maybe you want that house. I don't know.
Speaking of weird neighborhoods and stuff, I gotta say something. Hmm. I'm really kind of bummed out. A few weeks ago, we talked about this, right? My neighbors across the street killed a bird.
Yep.
And
little
a lizard,
girls across the street.
Buried it in my yard.
Yeah.
Right? We have dubbed the neighbors, quote, Fred Durst, right? Limp Bizkit.
Well, the father is Fred Durst.
Yeah. Last week I got confirmation that it was in fact Fred Durst because when they were moving out.
They're moving?
They were loading everything up onto a U-Haul. They had matching recliner chairs shaped like zebra high heels. Okay, let me say that again.
Mm-hmm.
They had matching recliner chairs that were shaped like high heels,
that's
like pumps, like zebra colored pumps.
Okay. This is normal.
All right.
Just kicking it in the front yard.
Okay.
But then they left. They moved out.
See? Oh. And you never...
What if they were listeners and they was like, I'm not Fred Durst.
Well, you'll never know. You never walked across the street.
We always get confused.
You never walked across the street to meet them.
Yeah, you didn't do that. Bad. Why didn't you help?
They're gone. In other news, there's a vacancy across the street if anybody's not creepy and they want to move into my neighborhood.
Is attention, this for rent or for sale?
You need to put up a public thing that says, attention, the watcher. We have a new home for you. A new option has popped up in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, man. Yeah. Seriously, if we could rent the house across the street from you guys, we would not.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be so rad.
Dude.
You can't do that, though.
Why not?
My kids, they're...
Dude, you guys could have parties.
I know, right?
How much fun that would be.
Yeah.
We would love it, and Chrissy and Leslie would hate it.
Because
it'd be like every night. Yeah. Bro, Expendables 2 night, right?
I'll be over at Dex's house. I'll be over at Steven's house.
Yeah. Booyah!
Hey, you'd be asking us all the time to babysit for you guys, which would be completely fine.
Define all the time. Like only once a day.
Jaden would do it, man.
Only like once a day. Hey, guys, we really want to go see this movie. Can you... Babysitters are hard to come by.
They are, yeah. All right, Teo, you had some other stuff you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, dude. I got an update. The other day, we told you the fascinating tale of the guy that climbed the tree in Seattle and wouldn't get down.
We need Unsolved Mysteries music, because every time somebody says update, that's all I think about. Remember back in the day,
update.
It'd be like,
yeah, Robert
Unsolved
Stack.
Mysteries, and Robert Stack would be like, update.
Also, we got an email that says, if you guys watch Silk Stockings, you better not be talking about that on the radio.
I never even heard of that TV show.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing the commercials for it.
I've never heard it.
It took me back to, like, childhood. When Murphy Brown would come on and my parents would say, okay, it's time for bed.
Oh.
And then I would go in my room and be terrified of ghosts. Anyway. Seattle's man in the tree has been charged in the Sequoia standoff. That's what it's been called.
Yeah.
Authorities say the 25-hour saga of a man who refused to come down from a giant sequoia tree in downtown Seattle was an incalculable waste of time and services. Cody Lee Miller was formally charged Monday with malicious mischief and assault after he climbed to the top of the 90-foot tree on March 22nd and remained there for about 25 hours, ignoring police efforts to coax him down. You gotta wonder, this was around Easter. You gotta wonder if somebody dressed up like Jesus walked up and said, hey, Zacchaeus, get out of that tree. I'm coming to your house. Where do you live? And then he was like, I know you're a cop. I know you're a cop in disguise. I'm not telling you where I live. He threw apples and branches at responders.
Yeah, he was chucking stuff.
The drama sparked intense interest on social media with new Twitter accounts and the hashtag man in tree.
Oh, there are people
trending.
Picketing with signs that say, leave the man in the tree alone.
Yeah. Court documents say the standoff caused about $8,000 in damage to the tree. Efforts to find an attorney for Miller were not immediately successful on Tuesday. He's scheduled to be arraigned April 11th and being held on $50,000 bail.
That's pretty serious.
If he makes bail, he's ordered to have no contact with the tree.
Are you serious?
No contact with that tree, buddy.
So what's his story? I mean, where is he from?
I don't know.
Homeless?
It's the Sequoia standoff,
family?
Man. I don't know.
Yeah,
he could be the watcher. Maybe he crossed the country because he was so mad.
I say you should have left the guy alone. I mean, he just wanted to climb the tree.
All right, I got another story, too. This is a tiny unsolved mystery. Say it's the first time you've ever flown on an airplane.
Which is terrifying.
And you got to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
now,
dude.
Generally, you know in the airplane you've got a lavatory up front and you got one in the back.
Okay.
And they make it clear when you get on the airplane, hey, we got one up front, we got one in the back. If a line forms, you can't form a line at the front of the plane. That's a security precaution because of 9/11. We all get it. It's like if you're going to stand in line, it's got to be at the back of the plane. Now, say you're a first-time air passenger, never flown on a plane before, and you got to go.
Yeah.
You look back, there's a line at the back. Somebody's in the one at the front, and you're like, I don't know. Where is the bathroom?
I just got to go.
Where is it? Well, an aeroplane passenger who had taken to the skies for the first time caused a little bit of chaos when she mistook the emergency exit for the bathroom.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
She tried to open it.
I have to YouTube this to see if there's... What happened?
Did she get it open?
This was a China Southern Airlines. Happened last Friday, March 25th, just after the plane had boarded. We weren't in the skies yet. The unnamed traveler was new to life up in the clouds. She reportedly accidentally deployed the evacuation slide of the plane following her error. Thankfully, we were still on the ground. But if you're a first-time passenger of an airplane, bathroom in the front, bathroom in the back.
Huh.
You don't go out the emergency exit. No matter how much of an emergency it is for you,
dude,
don't go out the emergency
exit. I couldn't even imagine... Nobody, like, tried to tackle her?
She was super... Here's pictures of it. It deployed the little slide. The embarrassed passenger said it was her first time taking a plane, and the long line to the toilet had first forced her to look for another line or another option elsewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you looking up
Were
right
they
now?
In the air?
No. They were still on the ground.
It was still on the ground?
Okay. It was still on the ground, but, I mean, come on.
I YouTubed what happens when you open an emergency exit on an airplane, mm-hmm. and I found a story... Man tries to open emergency exit mid-flight.
Eyewitness News reporter Leanne Suter joins us live in the satellite center. She spoke to one of the passengers on that flight. Leanne.
Giovanna Monique Lawler says she's just grateful to be back home safe and sound here in Southern California after that unruly passenger tried to open one of the doors in mid-flight.
Whoa.
This is who delayed us on this plane.
Led away in handcuffs.
So he tried. He didn't do it. I want to hear what happened.
Was this in 2014?
Oh, yeah.
That guy was trying to get some fresh air. Are you serious?
It references it.
It says in 2014, another first-time flyer opened the plane emergency exit to get some fresh air.
Oh, well, yeah, it can get stuffy in there, man.
Ordeal in the middle of the flight.
Some gentleman just decided that he wanted us to visit the Lord today.
That's
Southwest
what I'm talking
Airlines.
About. That's that game right, in Mississippi. We real Christian game.
Some gentleman.
I love that lady. That was excellent.
Beautiful.
Middle of the flight.
Some gentleman just decided that he wanted us to visit the Lord today and decided to open up the back hatch of Southwest Airlines.
I'm using that as my new term for everything.
Visit the Lord today. All right, my last little story I found. Maybe you live in Miami, Florida, and you need a job, and you love little kittens. Well, I've got good news for you. The Miami-Dade County Animal Services is in need of kitten cuddlers to help feed and care for tiny orphan newborn kittens.
Well.
A spring influx of kittens has increased the critical need for people who can help provide round-the-clock care to help keep these little kitties alive and prepare them to be adopted.
Oh, man.
Pretty cute.
Abandoned newborn kittens are an unfortunate rite of spring, and we need the help of the community. Engaging and empowering the community to play an active role is a key component of the life-saving efforts of the MDAS, the Miami-Dade Animal Services.
As long as they're kittens and not full-grown cats, I'm okay with that.
Well, here's the thing. You love small kittens, but you don't know how to take care of one. Training sessions will take place the second and fourth Sundays of each month, beginning in April.
Well,
I'm moving to Miami, guys.
No, you're not.
There's a job opening for me.
That is the worst idea.
I know
idea.
How to take care of small kittens. I can do this.
You're gonna move to Florida?
Yeah. It's Miami. It's basically Cuba.
I feel like all you got to do on Friday is talk to Josette, and I'm willing to bet there's got to be some animal adoptions.
Whatever. She's a dog lady. She doesn't know.
She's got a ton of cats, man.
Okay. Let's see. When we come back... Where would you hide if robots took over?
Important.
Some good news. Steve-O also, what was the football player that you found that...
Dude, Julian Edelman of the New England Patriots. If you thought Deflategate was a big scandal, just wait till you see what this guy found in his car.
Okay, it's coming up on the Morning Invasion.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show!
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Corey Lewandowski, the manager of the Donald Trump presidential campaign, is now charged with misdemeanor battery after police in Jupiter, Florida, corroborated the story of a female reporter who says Lewandowski grabbed her forcefully.
An L.A. cop suing a musical star.
A captain from the Los Angeles Police Department who was working security for Elton John is claiming that the singer groped him on multiple occasions.
Hillary Clinton talking about gun violence.
The NRA always says, well, changing the laws won't stop all of the killing.
Mississippi close to passing legislation that would allow guns in church.
Guns in church.
It's 8:34.
High today of 58 degrees. It is not warming up today, friends.
Boom. 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 Yeah, it's a little chilly. It was snowing when we came in this morning. That's Albuquerque for you.
That's how you're
Speaking
gonna
of
do.
Snow, shout out to Sean on Facebook, who just chimed in and said, love the new morning show.
Thanks, Sean.
Checked in for old time's sake, and I'm going to be listening more frequently now again here at Thanks, a mile Sean. Low Denver.
All right, Sean, bro.
Checking in from Denver.
Thanks, Sean, bro. It's Sean. It's Sean, bro. You want to do a traffic update?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, cool. This is why. See, earlier I said, which one does Ron Ketty work at?
Oh, you have to go to the Ron Ketty one now.
Here it is. I went, just to be fair, I went to KRQE, and they used the broken website that we normally use. Oh, my gosh. Now I got to go to the website of the professionals. It looks like the accident that I was talking about earlier has been cleared. But I can't even find it on this
traffic. Place.
Yeah.
With some viral videos you might want to check out.
No.
A college kid somehow saved $15,000 to pay off his grandparents' mortgage.
False.
He's a 24-year-old guy named Stephen Darts, lived with his grandparents in Houston growing up, and in the second grade he told them he was going to pay off their mortgage someday so they could retire. So for the past 6 years, he's been working nonstop while he's also been going to college. And he surprised them earlier this month with an oversized check for 15 grand.
You did it!
Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
No,
that's awesome. That is awesome.
Oh, my God. $15,000? Congratulations.
I got y'all trip to Bahamas too.
Oh my God.
I've been eating pizza, like microwave pizzas, like for all my life. Like she'll tell you. My friends will tell you. Like I never did go out. They didn't know, but this was the reason why.
I couldn't believe it.
So we come in and there it was. They say, look at the check. What check?
We hear everybody crying.
For him to do what he did.
That's pretty cool.
That's
to
awesome.
See tears of joy, to experience that in a lifetime, it's like how many people can say that?
Think about it. Since he was 18 years old, he's been sacrificing so he can save money so he could pay off his grandparents' mortgage.
That's a good dude right there.
Really good dude. Really good dude. And apparently there's a goat hanging on a power line by its horns.
I saw that.
Not sure how that, well, we know goats can climb anything, really. I saw this.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I don't know if I can play this on the air, but there's the
goat. Oh, my gosh!
Just hanging by its... Oh, you know. He was walking on the power line. That's how he got out there. Goats are amazing.
Really?
Why do you like goats so much?
It's so weird to me.
Weirdo.
If you get a chance, just YouTube goats. You'll love it.
If you get a chance later today, guys,
you'll
just
love it.
Type in goats.
Look at that little guy. He's hung up. He had to have walked out there on that power line and then just fell and he got his horns.
Would you say that goats are the greatest of all time?
Oh.
Getting a ladder up for the goat.
Boo. Thanks, Dale. Thank you for understanding.
That goat gets away, man.
Yeah, he's going to get him right off there. He's going to fall. I also recommend that you search. Oh, you all right?
Will you stop watching a stupid goat video? We're doing a morning show.
I want to see if he gets off. Okay. Search on YouTube. Golden Eagle and goats.
Don't do this.
Wait, why would we want to watch that?
Please don't do this. This is the food chain gone wrong.
It's amazing.
Those goats destroy that eagle.
Are you serious?
And then they adopt its wings and they fly away. Flying goats.
No.
It's in the Cayman Islands. That's why I'll never go there.
Now, when you search that, you'll find this really cool documentary of goats on the side of cliffs, and these golden eagles will fly and knock the goats off so that they fall and die, and then they can eat their carcasses.
Wait, what is wrong with you? Who are you?
You're a weirdo. I don't think you need to have a job.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Morning. Hey, Joelle.
Hey. So, goats.
Goats.
Oh, no.
Talk to me.
I have milked goats. For 3 weeks, I had to milk goats. They are stupid.
Yeah, Dex is milking this conversation for every single moment. Oh.
I hate them, guys.
Well.
Thanks, Joelle.
Sure.
Thanks.
That's a goat.
Just can they hear that?
That's
solid
a goat.
Input.
No, they probably can't.
Okay, everybody. I want to apologize because Dex loves goats.
Yeah, I would like to apologize for the last 5 minutes of our lives.
This is weird. It's a weird scenario that we're all having to deal with. Let's should get into some news.
Yeah, we got to get some. Where did my page go with all my clips?
You probably fed it to a goat, you weirdo.
Oh, I don't know what to do that one. Let's do this one right
here. Do this one! Do you have this clip?
I have every clip you need.
Local news. Albuquerque police officers feed young boys found walking alone. Here's the clip.
Wait, can you say, the headline again? Because it sounded like you said that the police officers feed young boys too. I know, it just sounded like you, never mind.
You're a psycho that loves goats. Play the clip.
Easter evening, APD officers get called to the Walgreens on 12th near I-40. Inside, customers are buying drinks for two little boys they found wandering the street by themselves.
Can you tell if he's like drunk or
Oh, yeah. A woman says a man at a nearby bus stop might be the guy who should have been watching them.
Hey, little dude.
As officers try to figure out what's going on, the kids say they haven't eaten all day. Oh. It's past 6 o'clock.
Are you hungry? You guys want a Happy Meal or something?
A sergeant leaves to grab some hamburgers across the street.
You guys want to play with Army guys?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There you go.
While the other officer keeps them entertained.
You want me to open that for you? You guys look really handsome.
A third cop tracks down the man.
He's saying he doesn't know anything about these kids.
But that's not true. Police say Jeremy Levano is the cousin of the boys' mom and was supposed to be watching them.
From the boys' mom?
The boys'.
From the boys' mom.
Man, it's, you know, cops, they have a bad rap. They do.
Yeah, they do.
Especially in this city. These cops got called to the Walgreens because some people spotted these two little kids walking around without any parents. So the cops hung out with them. They fed them, let them play with their guns.
No.
No, they had toys. They had some toys in the car. Let them play with toys.
You want to play with this gun?
Then they found the, what was it, the uncle. They found the uncle, I believe it was. And he was drunk.
I'm glad there was an actual connection because it sounded like the police have identified a guy who might have been the one that was supposed to be. And it was like, who do you think did it? I don't know. There's some guy sitting
some
over
guy
there.
At the bus stop.
Probably him.
Well, the uncle said, I don't know those kids.
Are you serious?
No, yeah. So they find out, you know, where the kids live. They go there. The mom's at home. Huh? And she's just, wait, what? Are you, what? She's freaking out as she should be.
Yeah.
Kids are fine. They're back home, so they're safe. But the uncle might be in a little bit of trouble.
Well, yeah. He's the definition of drunkle.
See, stories like this are reasons why it's hard to find babysitters.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you kids about
terrifying stories, and it's like, cool, man. Thank you for ruining date night for the rest of my life.
Yep.
Poor kids hadn't eaten. That's just awful.
Okay. A new survey found 78% of people have had someone dump them. By just disappearing. Why are you people going out with magicians? That's your first mistake.
They just disappear?
Or maybe you're going
my next trick.
Yeah. Maybe you're going out with a ghost. Figure it out. Do a little research into this person's life. If they actually lived 70 years ago, you're dating a ghost, weirdo. The survey also found out half of the people doing online dating right now say they've been using it for at least 5 years.
Oh.
That's good.
They just disappear.
We live in an interesting time, my friends.
People are angry. People are angry over Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, they are.
Why?
And now, fans are trying to remove Zack Snyder.
I've seen this.
From the Justice League, Zack Snyder. He's the director. We're not sure if you heard, but Batman vs. Superman, or Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice, is a somewhat divisive film.
It really is.
Lots of fans like the film.
Yesterday, we spent how much time arguing with our dear friend Kyle from Sly's Alter Ego?
1,000 years.
It was crazy. He is a huge Superman fan. He loved it.
Yeah.
And was arguing against Marvel movies for this one. And you and I, rightly so, were going, what?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So some fans feel like giving Zack Snyder, the director of Man of Steel and Batman v Superman, the reins over Justice League, the
bad
next
idea.
Movie, which is currently in production, which mm-hmm. he is directing.
They start filming April 11th.
They've decided that that's too far. So they have created a petition to get Zack Snyder removed.
Oh, get him out.
This is real.
There's a second petition. Okay, so there's one in the U.S. that's trying to get him removed from directing Justice League. There's a second petition based out of India that's actually requesting that Zack Snyder be removed from the DC entertainment universe completely.
Wow.
Get him out.
Let's go.
The most interesting thing about each of these petitions is that they were both started 6 days ago. This is prior to the actual release of Batman v Superman. Having said that, each appears to have received most of their support over the last couple of days, meaning that while the petition creators may have had an axe to grind, those signing it may be doing so to an honest feeling after seeing the movie. You know what's going to happen? Nothing. Because pulling Snyder off now would bring Justice League to a crashing halt.
Yep.
It would force the rescheduling of all of the movies, and that is not going to happen.
Not
Warner Brothers
happen
has too much money going for it right now.
Which stinks. I understand the petitions.
Can I stop you guys real quick?
I've got for you, sir.
Make top.
Okay, continue.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, I was gonna move on to this Burger King. Do you want to do a fatty talk intro for the Burger King one, Dex?
No.
Speaking of anger, Burger King's new angriest Whopper has a red bun with hot sauce baked in. Do you guys remember when they did the Halloween Whopper
with the black bun?
I ate one of those.
What, is it good?
It was good, and it turned your poop like jungle green. I'm not kidding. That's why I did it. I tested it. You can ask John.
This is
John,
real life.
John.
Oh, no way.
Ask yeah. John.
No way.
Me and John both did it. John over in the nerdery back there.
John would. He was stuffing his face yesterday. I caught him. I was trying to talk to him, and he couldn't talk to me because he was stuffing his face.
He remembers everything that we say, by the way. He warned me of this. But anyway, maybe you feel angry at yourself after you eat fast food.
I do.
So this will be good. It's a change up. Your food will be angry at you before you're angry at it. Burger King just announced a new burger called the Angriest Whopper. They mean spicy, but it's got an angry red bun that has hot sauce baked in, angry deep fried onions, an angry sauce, and angry jalapenos.
Wow.
It also has bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo. None of those are angry. They're normal. So they're just caught in the middle of this storm of anger.
Can you get one right now?
Yeah, I think it's good to
go. I'm
going
to get one and bring it in tomorrow.
A 31-year-old woman in Montana, that's your alma mater, mm-hmm. was arrested on Sunday when she tried to sell a bunch of fake meth to an undercover cop.
Okay. Well,
and finally, my last little bit of news. According to a new study, thinking something bad might happen is more stressful than knowing something bad is about to happen.
Really?
Yep. And that's that's actually biblical. That's like Jesus said, why are you worrying about everything?
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for you.
Right.
You just got to trust in the Lord. He's taking care of the birds, people.
Speaking of doing good things, ever since February, we've been going to Desert Forge Fitness, you and I, Dexter. Teo's been going for a couple years now.
1,000 years.
And finally, he got us involved and said, we've got to live healthy.
Yeah.
We've got to do something.
Not getting any younger.
You actually went yesterday, which was good, because people usually go, where's Dex?
Yeah, oh yeah.
How come he hasn't been around
everybody
anymore?
Everybody made fun of me yesterday.
You know?
Good.
Well, sir,
yep.
I've got the answer for you. This comes courtesy of our dear friend Pastor Dave Pruskis from North Church. He sent this to me.
Is he a CrossFitter?
Not a CrossFitter. However, because of your deep, deep love for goats, he's got the workout routine for you. May I please have some Rocky music.
Well, of course you can.
Thomas Thwaites.
Thwaites?
Of London. His previous do something that would never cross anyone else's mind accomplishment was building a toaster from scratch.
Yeah, what?
He said he was going through a lull in his human life, work, money, relationships, family, all those things which occasionally go wrong at the same time. Puts you in a bit of a dip.
That's right.
So naturally, like any normal human, he consulted a shaman. Who advised him to become a goat.
Oh, this is the Lonely Goat Man. I know all about this guy.
Of course you know all about it.
Can I tell you?
Of course you do.
Can I tell you? Before Steven goes on. So this guy decided he wanted to know what it's like to be a goat. So he actually became a goat and started hanging out with the goats.
Man.
He tried walking like a goat on all fours.
That's
he
good.
Ate the grass.
Teo.
Goats didn't want anything to do with this guy.
No, this guy.
I've seen this. I remember when it came out.
Look, he looks just like a goat.
Listen. He needed a happy animal. Something bouncy and joyful and happy to be in the world. So he ran off to Switzerland to do a workshop about animal senses. This is insanity.
I've seen this. Yeah, I've seen it.
He learned to love the taste of grass.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not love it, but he did learn to make it good. He also learned to make rumen, which would allow him to digest the grass.
Ramen?
No, rumen.
Oh.
It involved a pressure cooker, which isn't found in most goat kitchens, but, you know. He had prosthetic front legs made. He said it was way harder than he thought. Going downhill was 200 times harder than going uphill. The first day, he found himself amongst the herd of 60 excited goats as they streamed down the mountainside.
Wait, he happened upon this herd of goats? Like, he woke up and he was like, oh, I'm in a herd of goats.
He said goats are really nimble, and it turned out this dude was not so nimble. He did a lot of indoor climbing to build his upper body. He also took yoga and stretched a lot to get prepared. It was a good workout, he said. Probably the hardest workout of his life, yeah?
Well, yeah, look at him.
Like, ridiculously painful at some points and exhausting. But it renewed his wonder for nature. It got him physically fit. He's a fan of goats, man, just like you.
No. So here's the deal. Should go live with the goats?
Well, listen, man, he said we're so far away from being close to the capabilities in our bodies. We're in biology. He'd like people to maybe remember to do stupid things just for the of it.
Hey! Control your tongue, mister.
Even if it seems impossible, convince yourself it's not. Dex, I want you to know.
What?
If you dream it, you can be a goat.
If you dream it, you can scheme it.
Okay. Well, I like that.
Maybe you do it more than once a week, CrossFit.
Good. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Maybe you just need to be a goat. Do what any rational human being does when they're facing a midlife crisis. Consult a shaman.
I'll do it.
Like World of Warcraft style.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey. What's up?
Why are you laughing at me?
Laughing at you.
Mad Gentry, hi.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
What can we do you for?
You guys were talking about food. That black burger?
Yep. Yeah.
What's so funny?
Yeah.
We're laughing at you, Lex. Keep talking.
It just reminded me of, one of Dex's all-time most amazing meals. Yeah. Spaghetti tacos.
Spaghetti tacos.
Gross, spaghetti tacos.
Have you ever had spaghetti tacos?
Dude, no.
Sounds stupid.
You love spaghetti?
I do.
You love tacos?
I mean, not at the same time.
So you take spaghetti.
Sounds so stupid.
I get it.
You take your taco shell, and you put the spaghetti in the taco shell, and then sprinkle cheese on it, put them in the oven for about maybe 2 minutes on about 400 degrees.
This sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Good.
Stop talking.
It's really good.
This is disgusting.
Will you try it?
Never.
Matt, it's
I'm
great,
telling you right,
right
now, I will never try your spaghetti taco.
That's a weird thing.
No, let me tell you something. I thought the same thing, and when you served it, I was like, all right, I'll just take a bite. And
oh, wait, Matt Gentry said it was a good idea? Let me jump on board that train.
Goodbye.
I love you.
Goodbye.
That's another example of gentrification.
Your lone advocate is Matt Gentry.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah.
Don't although, knock it until you try,
I'll man. Tell you what. This week, Chrissy and I went out on a date. We went out for sushi, and the joint we went to had sushi tacos.
I've had a sushi taco.
I never had one.
So good.
They take rice paper, and it was like a full taco shell, size of a normal size taco, and it was like spicy tuna and avocado and like all these crazy, like this lettuce mix and these crazy sauces and stuff. It was intense, yeah. Man. Like I still don't know. Like I ate it and was like, well, that was something. It was sushi,
yeah.
But it was a taco.
It was something.
It was.
So think about this. So you wouldn't put your taco shell like, you know, if you crumbled up taco shells and just put them in your spaghetti, what would it taste like? Really nothing. It would taste like spaghetti with some crunchy.
See, you're already losing to me because I am not a crunchy taco guy. I love like the Mexican style, like Del Carbon, whatever, you know, with like the soft corn tortilla.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be great in that too.
Gross.
You know what?
Yeah, no.
I'm going to make it for you.
No.
You're going to try it.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. We don't have time to do that football story.
Yeah, so I was going to say, coming up, we're going to talk about Patriots wide receiver.
We'll spin it into a topic. I think this could be a really good topic.
Man, yeah. I feel like this dude must secretly be a hoarder or something, because if you thought Deflategate was interesting, this has got to be one of the more interesting things to come out of the NFL in a while.
See.
What this dude found in his car, fascinating.
We'll open up the phones when we come back. Hang out with us.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
You were on a mission?
Yep.
Good morning. What's your mission?
To stand on an ice chest.
I knew it. Ice box.
No, ice chest.
Ice box was your name in the Mighty Ducks.
Good morning, everybody. 908.
High today of 58 degrees.
Come back to me. 4, 5, 6, you're gonna come back to me. I don't know.
Is that it?
Thanks for joining us. We got a big 9 o'clock hour for you. Ginormous. Steve-O, it's your cue.
And go.
And go.
And go.
And
go.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
And go.
Yeah. We have a topic, you have the story to kick it off.
Yeah, but I was waiting for like the good music or, you know. Gosh.
Good music? What's the good music?
I don't know, NFL. You know. Just something. Something.
You want me to take a look at traffic?
Oh, that's fine. It's just get this here. The NFL film music.
Yeah, no, I got you.
No, you don't want
I was waiting
one?
For like. Bah, 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 bah. Anyways, Julian Edelman. Okay.
Ooh, that's a good
that's
one.
Not. Yeah. That's also not the music I was looking for. Does anybody out there remember Blockbuster Video?
Yes.
I actually worked there.
You did?
I thought you worked at Hollywood everywhere. Video.
I did. I worked at Hollywood
Whoa.
Video, Blockbuster
GameStop.
Video.
GameStop.
GameStop. Hastings. I worked at Winrock 6. Seriously, always worked somewhere where entertainment was involved.
Hot Topic?
I did not work at Hot Topic. I did work at Mr. Rags in Coronado Mall. Do you remember Mr. Rags?
Yeah.
So I could sport that sweet discount on JNCOs, bro. Gosh. That was one of my first jobs.
That's pretty cool.
Sidetrack. Okay. Speaking of sidetrack, sometimes we can be a distracted society.
Yeah.
None more so than Julian Edelman, who was going through his car this week and discovered an Xbox video game.
Oh no.
That he rented from Blockbuster in 2004.
Yeah.
Nice.
What game was it?
It was Rainbow Six 3 Black Arrow on the original Xbox.
Wow. He owes them a lot of money.
Julian Edelman just found somewhere in his stash a rented Xbox game from Blockbuster that he checked out
wow.
12 years ago. Now, for the kids out there, that was actually a store that you could go into. Just think Redbox, but like with walls, and there were like there was like people in there that would say, "Good evening, welcome to Blockbuster."
So think about Hastings with just videos.
Yeah.
Because Hastings still has the you can go and rent videos there.
Yeah. I you know, I go there not on the huge, but I always get those like emails where it's like, rent one, get one free tonight.
Oh man, and you can rent DVDs for super cheap.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was like, wait, people still I didn't even realize people still did that.
Yeah.
Because now everything's like digital, and so you would think, well, for like the same price, you just get it on your like Apple TV.
Yeah,
or
you can stream all that stuff.
Yeah,
no, people still do. In fact, we were moving one time, and we didn't have our satellite hooked up, and so all we had was our TV, and we didn't have Wi-Fi or anything, and we had a DVD player, and so we went to Hastings, and I'll never forget. I was so nervous to go up there because I kept thinking, I don't know if I paid my bill from years ago. I probably owe them so much money. Mm-hmm. Went up there and I owed them like $10.
Oh my gosh.
But they said, you know what? You haven't rented from us for a while, so
You're just a miscreant.
Well, I guess recently Blockbuster instituted a $1 per day late fee fine. That was recently being 2010. But they capped it at $10 after 10 days. So let's see, 12 years times $365 per day. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean, I feel like Julian Edelman has the cash to pay that back, but yeah.
You know, growing up in Bozeman, Montana, it was, you know, 40,000-50,000 people,
right?
Population size. And so Hastings was the place to go to rent. But I remember when Blockbuster came into town.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know what? Some of my friends go to Blockbuster. Maybe I'll try it out. And I remember, you know, I had to give them your license, mm-hmm. your Social Security. I mean, you had to fill out paperwork at Blockbuster big time. And when you didn't return your DVD.
Oh, we came after you, bro.
Oh, my gosh. You guys were
I hated those
Nazis.
Phone calls. I hated having to make those
you
phone calls.
You guys were mean.
Yeah, it was really bad. Thank you for comparing my high school job to being like a evil, cruel German from the 1940s.
Though. What did they tell you, though, when you worked there?
Well, we had scripts that we had to follow and stuff like that. Like, if we had to make those phone calls, you know?
You guys were intense.
Well, yeah, we wanted our stuff back. We had an agreement, bro. It was a partnership.
Well,
it was like, hey.
I feel like you guys could be a little bit
here's your
nicer.
Copy of Seven on DVD. Please return it in 3 days so that other human beings might enjoy this awesome movie as well. I don't know that I'd say Seven was an awesome movie, but it's just the first thing that popped in my head for some reason from like the 90s when I worked there. Hey, thank you for renting 12 Monkeys.
Yeah, guess what popped up on my credit report when I didn't return it?
Yeah, bro!
You guys went after us.
You made a deal! Yeah. You had an obligation!
I had a great credit score, and then all of a sudden I have a 500 because of Blockbuster?
I'm so glad that you guys are fighting about Blockbuster video and your credit score.
Can I just tell you right now, I at one point in my life, it wasn't when I was working at one of those places, I rented from a place, a store, and totally forgot to take it back. And I moved from my apartment to my second apartment and found it. Like after I'm unboxing stuff and it was like, oh my gosh, I have had this for ever. Months and months. And I'm not condoning it. I mean, not that these places still exist, but I remember thinking, I can't take this back because I'm going to owe $7,000.
Yeah, I'd never take that back.
So what I did was I put it in my jacket and I walked back into the store and put it back on the shelf.
Oh, good. Did you really?
Just put it back. Because you know how they used to have them, like, and I just put it back on the shelf and left. And then a couple days later, went back to rent something. And it was like, oh my gosh, you have a giant late fee. You know, it's like, I just want to rent this. They're like, that'll be $432. What?
That's
ridiculous. late fees. You know, and I'm like, no, what? And so I'm so ashamed of this. I'll never forget it. They said, yeah, you never returned this movie. And I'm like, yes, I did.
What are you talking about?
So sure enough, they went and checked out on the floor, and it was
you put it back.
Oh, it's I guess, we're our bad. I guess somebody never scanned it when it came back in. I'm like,
you are such a sinner.
I'm just glad you guys found it.
Oh, man.
Can I still rent this movie now?
Yeah, you know, most of us that are listening have done something like that in the past.
That was also like 20 years ago. Yeah.
It's the old bait and switch.
Yeah.
You know, I felt terrible.
You know what I like about, and I don't know why, well, I know why they did this back in the day, why they continued to collect late fees is because they made a lot of money
off of that.
But I love Redbox. They, what is it, $25?
I've never used one.
So after $25, which is kind of the price, maybe no a little clue. Bit more of a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just have to buy it?
Well,
it's yours.
They stop at $25. It's yours.
And then
you
they charge your account.
Yeah.
But you don't get a box or anything for it?
No, you just keep it in a little plastic thing.
See, I've never used any of those services, anything like that.
It comes in a little plastic case.
Yeah, but I mean, not like the case. Yeah, I'm a weird collector.
You love to read the case?
I want the blue... Because like... Star Wars Episode 7 releases Friday digitally, but then next Tuesday it comes out like actual physical copy, and I'm like, I'm going to have to wait like 4 extra days. But I have to have
the box.
You guys
have a lot of DVDs.
I need the box.
I think it's dumb people buying DVDs.
I think you're dumb.
I never really watch a movie more than once.
I have like a giant bookcase with all of my Blu-rays. Yeah.
How has this affected your credit score, Dex? Continue.
Yeah, I know. Well, back in the day, that's how you had to do it. You had to rent them. Now I can stream them anytime I want. I don't know why people still buy DVDs. I guess if you're a big collector like Steve-O and you just want that, you know, sentimental.
I want the box.
You want the box.
What's in the box?
So it's you're given this story about Blockbuster and how you kind of bait and switched them. Well, Dex gave me a story coming out of Nashville. That's another classic example of the old bait and switch.
The old bait and switch.
So, if $30,000 sounds suspiciously low for a nearly new Suburban, you're a step ahead of this guy from Nashville, who answered a Craigslist ad and wound up with a hot car and an empty wallet.
It's a hot one. Affair. We got a hot one.
A Lafayette, Tennessee man thought he'd struck Craigslist gold. Chevrolet Suburban, normally valued around $60,000. That's how much a Suburban costs now.
Wow.
$60,000. Well, he found one selling for half price.
Nice!
Almost half price, yeah. All he had to do was bring $30,000 in cash to a McDonald's parking lot in Nashville, and the new vehicle was all his. Unbeknownst to this guy, two young men that were selling the Suburban, well, what they had kind of done, they had kind of sold him a hot car. The Suburban sale was the product of a two-day crime spree involving vehicle theft and credit card fraud. Nashville International Airport Police wrote in a report obtained by a Nashville ABC affiliate. So these two dudes, one's 22, one's 20, they flew from Houston, Texas to Nashville on March 14th. While still in the airport, they used a fake driver's license and a stolen credit card to rent... The nearly new Chevy Suburban.
Scam artist, man.
Drove off the lot with the rented Suburban. They allegedly set about making the car look like their own. We all know how to do that. I know how to do that. You just throw all your trash in it.
Sure.
That's what happened to my car
you
when it got
dice,
stolen.
Get the fuzzy dice in the rear view.
Yeah, get a plate of enchiladas, throw them in the trunk.
They outfitted the rental with a license plate ripped from a Toyota Camry in a nearby apartment complex.
Man.
Forged documents to indicate that they own the car. Then they listed the Suburban on the Nashville Craigslist page where this poor guy showed up to buy it for $30,000 in a McDonald's parking lot.
Yeah.
So after selling the car that they rented, the pair boarded the next flight to Houston. According to police, they remain at large.
These guys got away with it.
Scam artists, man. They're everywhere. You have to be very careful if you are going to go on Craigslist. Craigslist is the worst, man. You know, they tried to scam me a few times, whether it was renting a house or, you know, trying to buy a vehicle. Never give out, you know, your information to these people. If they ask for, you know, cash, they want your social security number, stuff like that. Got to be careful with that. People
scam
you.
Here's the thing. The guy, the poor dude that bought this, here's what he's most upset about. The detective told me I probably won't see the money again, and that those guys probably won't even see jail time.
He got off with $30,000?
Yeah, he says, that's what I don't understand. If I would have stolen it, I'd be in jail already. Mm. But these guys, they got off scot-free.
Man.
$30,000.
That's a lot of cash.
That is a lot of cash. If you have $30,000 lying around and you want to give it to somebody, here I am. My name is Teo. Give me that money.
I'd hope we could split it.
Nope, I mean, just to me.
A little cash.
I'm going to give Steve-O some of the money.
What?
I'll take it.
Why can't I have some?
I'll take it.
It might affect your credit score.
Yeah, that stinking credit score.
I've been waiting for you to get to this story all morning, and it's about dang time.
It is about time.
Let's do it.
Oh, no.
One day.
August 29th.
Robots may take over the world.
Not one day. August 29th.
There's a documentary that came out years ago called The Terminator, and
Bible says no man knows the day or the hour unless you're Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And you come back from the future.
Yeah.
They called that in 1991 in a little movie called Terminator 2.
New survey from CBS News and Vanity Fair asked people, when this happens, when robots take over the world,
it's going to happen.
Where are you going to hide? Where are you going to go? Here we go. This is what they had to say. Here's the ridiculous results. Stephen Hawking's house.
What?
3% of people said Stephen Hawking's house.
He is driven around by a robot. Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. Hey, if you're trying to hide,
like a robot.
He literally uses a robot for everything.
Yeah, well, that's where they want
that. That is the dumbest
answer.
Because
I speak in a robot voice.
Okay.
He's right.
I mean, mine was cutting edge, but that just... Next level.
Let's see here. The faculty lounge at MIT.
Wait.
6% of people said they would hide at the faculty lounge at MIT.
The Institute of Technology? Who are these idiots? Robots, guys!
Those people were basically robots anyway. If you go to MIT, you're just this side of a robot.
15% of people said they would hide at a neighbor's Y2K bunker.
There is one place to go. There is one place to go if robots take over the world. That place is Mississippi. Yeah. There is little to no technology in Mississippi.
Come on, Mississippi.
Seriously. Yesterday, a state senator or legislator person said that the Mississippi Constitution trumps the federal Constitution.
Come on, Mississippi. Mississippi.
He said that. Like, he said that publicly.
Yeah.
In session. He said that. He's like, well, I feel like we got that. We got that Trump, man. What is that? Regular Constitution? We got Mississippi Constitution right here.
Right,
it's better.
That's right.
Wow.
Tell you what.
I'm telling you guys. Robot apocalypse, Mississippi.
This is a survey from CBS News and Vanity Fair. Ask people, when robots take over the world, where are you going to hide? So far, Stephen Hawking's house, the faculty lounge at MIT, a neighbor.
These computers are taking over.
Stop it downloading. The number one place where people would hide.
Please say Mississippi.
What do you think?
Mississippi.
What do you guys think?
Wait.
The bathroom.
Number one place people will hide from the woods.
No.
In a cave.
Mississippi woods.
No.
Hiding from computers.
Is it Mississippi? Did you
Cupertino,
say?
California, where Apple is located.
No.
Well, they're already given the worst answers. Comic book shop.
No. At a military base. 32% of people would hide at the nearest military base.
Well, we got that covered.
Yeah. Kirtland Air Force Base. That's where I'd be headed.
To the hollowed out mountain?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go. If robots take over, which it could happen. They say, and 14% say they wouldn't hide. Instead, they'd happily welcome our new robot overlords.
Come on in, baby!
Yes! We bow to you, President IBM!
You need a plug-in? We got six. I got a six-way over there. It's like a surge protector. You just plug on in. You bring your family. Bring your Uncle Robot over.
Man.
Come on.
Yeah, 15% of people think research into artificial intelligence is dangerous. 66% of people think humans are a much bigger threat to humanity than robots.
Yeah.
And 4% of people would consider dating a robot.
Okay. That is weird.
Come on, Mississippi.
Because I speak in a robot voice.
Guys,
this
is
like that robot.
This is adaptation. This is just keeping up with the times, man. If a robot seems approachable and you fall in love with it, then date the robot.
Come on, Mississippi. Mississippi, don't you reckon it's time?
Coming up, I want to help you with your time management. I've got a list of 8 TV shows you should probably just stop watching now because chances are they're getting canceled. Good. Nobody likes watching TV shows that inevitably get canceled. Of Kings and Prophets.
So mad about that.
2 episodes was all we got.
It's pretty good. Also, a Dancing with the Stars coach guy, he got fined for something.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay, it's coming up next on The Morning Invasion.
It's time for The Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Corey Lewandowski, the manager of the Donald Trump presidential campaign, is now charged with misdemeanor battery after police in Jupiter, Florida, corroborated the story of a female reporter who says Lewandowski grabbed her forcefully.
An L.A. cop suing a musical star.
A captain from the Los Angeles Police Department who was working security for Elton John is claiming that the singer groped him on multiple occasions.
Hillary Clinton talking about gun violence.
The NRA always says, well, changing the laws won't stop all of the killing.
Mississippi close to passing legislation that would allow guns in church.
Decepticons are sneaky.
Decepticons.
Decepticons.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Listen, whether or land in the skies.
Wow.
Slow jamming it for you guys. That's right. Slow Jam Wednesdays. 9:37.
High today at 58 degrees.
See here tomorrow, Patrick Fabian for Better Call Saul.
Yep.
Plays Howard Hamlin will be joining us for the 9 o'clock hour.
What does he want?
I want answers. Why is he trying to break up all the cool couples on TV?
Yeah, we've been investigating Mr.
We notice a theme.
Patrick Fabian all
notice
morning long. We're on to him.
Yeah, we are.
We are on to him.
Speaking of investigating, we have a few investigative reporters who are reporting that the studio webcam is down. Thank you.
Tell them why you
Katie.
Broke it.
Thank you, Victoria.
Tell
I did not
why.
Break it.
Tell them why you did.
We are a non-commercial radio station,
yeah.
And our free trial has ended.
Oh, wow.
So, it really is embarrassing.
Yeah, we have to... We have to purchase the software we've been using.
Not going
to
happen.
We were testing it to see if people cared about it.
That.
Nope. We had to wait and see. Did people care about the webcam? Apparently, because we've already gotten emails, Facebook comments. If you guys would like to keep that going.
Is Nate here today?
Yeah.
Did you shoot him an email?
No.
Well, why not?
Because we're doing a morning show.
You can't shoot him over an email real quick?
No.
You know what? I'm going to do it right now.
Ugh.
Call him.
Boom. Done.
Let's call his desk.
Just shot an email.
That was so fast.
How hard was that? How hard was that?
Wow.
Just shot him an email.
It's pretty good.
338-3700 if you'd like to call the show. Phone lines are open. All right, Teo?
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars.
Von Miller.
Mm.
It seems like he's a problematic dance partner.
Well, I mean, he's an NFL football player.
That's right.
He's a big, scary man.
During Dancing with the Stars this week, ABC rolled some footage of Miller and his partner, Whitney Carson. I guess she's the coach girl.
Mm-hmm.
During rehearsals, Miller was racking up fines like they were going out of style.
Really?
He was penalized for farting, taking a break, and cursing.
Can't do
wow.
that.
Wow.
He's also been fined for being late, too.
Can't do that.
No, you can't.
See, money, man, this is why the Lord has not blessed me with riches of glory, because I feel like when you have that much money, it's like, you are, every time you do this, every time you break wind, sir, on this program, $100 fine. He's like, hundreds. I wipe my nose with hundreds. Here you go.
Can't get, you can't do that when you're dancing with the stars.
Dude, just getting fined.
You can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aaron Gordon from the Orlando Magic made an impressive dunk from the free throw line in last night's game against the Brooklyn Nets. The Magic ended up beating the Nets with a final score of 139-105.
Wow. There's a turnover.
Oh, look out below!
He jumped from the free throw line.
That's
in
awesome.
The game.
Only Michael Jordan can do that.
In the game.
That's nuts.
He jumped from the free throw line in the game.
I want to see the video.
In the game. It's amazing. It's trending right now on
Facebook.
That
doesn't impress me. You know what impresses me? Shane O'Mac from the top rope taking Undertaker through a table on Monday Night Raw with the elbow. Man. Look at that flying elbow. Guys, look at that.
That's
Shane O'Mac.
That's not real.
Flying through the air. You can't fake
Aaron
genius.
Aaron Gordon jumped from the free throw line. What's up,
Aaron Gordon?
Oh, look out below.
That actually goes along with the video.
Oh, yeah, you guys think that's a feat of strength. A 65-year-old woman from England had to be rescued off the coast of Northern Africa on Sunday after she didn't get back to her cruise ship on time. So she tried to swim to it. She got hypothermia. For real.
Real? 65 and she tried to swim?
She tried to swim to that joker.
Oh, poor lady.
Now, I read a report that the reason she was trying to get to it is because she thought her husband had left without her. And it turns out that the husband had actually flown back somewhere else. Like, he wasn't even on the cruise ship.
What?
And the lady was trying to swim out there because she thought she had been left. And then they had to rescue her because she had hypothermia and all this crazy stuff.
That's
unreal.
I don't recommend
cruise
ships.
That's real.
No, I know.
No, it's just real. You said
you know
unreal.
You know what else is real?
It's real.
Shane O'Mac flying elbow from the taco. Undertaker through the table. This Sunday is WrestleMania, my friends. This Sunday, and you better believe that the Jeter boys and the Lott boys are going to be on the couch screaming just atrocious things.
Johnny told me he was going to try to jump from the third stage.
Oh, I can't wait.
I said, no, Johnny.
I can't wait.
You're a baby. You don't have a voice. Where is this coming from? And then I realized it was the Watcher.
WrestleMania, guys. I can't even tell you who's wrestling because I don't watch anymore. But for some reason, we still have a tradition that every year it's like, WrestleMania? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's pay $100.
Producer Doug's coming over?
Oh, yes. Wow. Guys, listen, there's more to this story about this woman swimming than you put in the news.
Okay, let's hear all about it.
Okay, Susan Brown, 65 years old, leapt into the Atlantic Ocean after getting separated from her husband on a stop-off in Madeira, presuming he'd headed back to the boat, which was named the Marco Polo.
Oh.
Susan and her husband, Michael, had been at the airport trying to buy two tickets back to the UK when they were separated. Police say the 65-year-old woman, she was found around 500 meters off the coast.
When they interviewed her, this is what she said.
I am tired.
Did she say what it sounded like when she was out in the ocean? Did she ever...
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
She was taken to a hospital psychiatric unit where she had life-saving treatment for advanced hypothermia.
Well, yeah.
They're still trying to establish whether or not the husband flew back to the UK.
I'm so confused. Where's the husband at?
Obviously, she was too. She was in the water for more than 3 hours and was suffering from the effects of hypothermia when she was rescued by fishermen who heard her cries for help around 12:20 a.m.
I am tired.
No word yet on whether she was yelling out, Marco! Marco!
Oh,
Marco! Emilio! Emilio! Nobody knows.
Good.
But she's alive, so that's
well,
good.
That is very good.
I'm glad she's okay. That's just... Oof.
Every month we get new news about coffee. And I have good news this month. Your five cups of coffee every day are cool with nutritionists.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They always change it.
Slowly but surely, scientists are chipping away at the idea that coffee is somehow bad for you.
Hold on.
This is Science Minute.
Awesome. Did the robots make you do this?
No, I don't know.
Conventional wisdom seemed to dictate that nowadays a cup or two a day was thought to be fine. Just don't go overboard. Until now. A nutrition scientist at Harvard, Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, recently blessed Reddit with an AMA, which is a Ask Me Anything, in which a Redditor with the superb username fart_joke asked what this nutritionist's take on coffee was. Uh-huh. She said, coffee contains a number of healthful vitamins and nutrients, and findings from our studies have shown associations with reduced risk for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and mortality.
Science Minute.
Then she went into specifics. The nutritious benefits of coffee are seen at about 5 cups a day.
Wow.
5 cups a day, y'all. This is good news. So if
you're a lot.
No, if you're just trying to do it at 2 cups a day, you're doing it wrong.
Awesome.
Add 3 more in there.
I don't know about that, guys.
No,
that's
perfect.
A lot of coffee.
Now, now in a year, they're going to change it up again and say,
okay.
Oh, it's a 5.
She added some disclaimers. Hang on. No additional benefit is seen if you consume more than 5 cups. Your coffee should be minimally sweetened and not full of whipped cream.
Would you like some more coffee?
Other than that, go for it.
You're
cups
all
a day.
Coffee and no omelet.
Why do you find? How does this all of this just
it's
comes
the
out
computer.
Of where? Where is this from?
It's the computer.
This is a war zone. Where where are the robots telling you to do this?
Is
the
me?
Watcher in league with the robots?
I'll go to freaking Barnes and Noble's, get a coffee, and just sit down and read.
You can't say that on the non-com station,
Snooki.
Do you remember
Jersey Shore?
Did you watch Jersey?
Never watched it.
Do you remember?
Never saw it.
I never watched it either.
You're such a liar because you're like, did you remember Jersey Shore? Oh, no, me neither. Yeah, never.
Guys, Patty Duke died yesterday at the age of 69.
Oh. That's Sean Astin's mom, yo.
Ruptured intestine. She won an Oscar for playing Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker. Played identical cousins on the Patty Duke show back in the 60s. She was also the mother of Sean Astin from The Goonies, Lord of the Rings. No word yet on her identical cousin.
I literally just said that. Oh, really?
He missed the last part.
It's the Patty Duke show.
The ultimate 90s tour. The ultimate 90s.
This is for Steve-O.
Tour.
Get ready.
Have you heard about this, Steve-O?
No, wait.
No, have
you're
you really?
Lose your mind.
I promise I've not heard of you're it. About, okay, wait. Ultimate.
You're about to lose
ultimate.
Your mind.
Ultimate.
Play it something, Dex.
I have nothing.
You have nothing?
You just hold found on. So many things about coffee and you've got nothing for
you've
the ultimate.
You've got nothing hold for on, the ultimate on. 90s tour? Mm-hmm. Are
don't
you kidding
way.
Me?
Look that way.
No. Don't come look on. At this, Steve-O. This is really important. Everybody just stand by. This is important.
Let's see here.
No, all of this that you're looking up is stupid.
Bow down, bow down, took a father of mine.
Do it.
And where
go.
Have you been? When I play a
dope melody. What? Kicks off April 15th featuring Vanilla Ice, Coolio, Kid and Play, Salt and Peppa, Biz Markie, Color Me Bad.
Color Me Bad!
All for One, Rob Bass, Tone Loc, Young MC, and Cool Mo D.
Wait,
that's
what?
The ultimate.
Rob Bass? And he came to get down?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yep. I came to get down!
No, that's.
Get down, just need
no,
to jump
that's
around.
House of Pain, dude. That's House of Pain.
They're not on it.
I wanna rock right now. I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay
this
away
guy's
from me
on it.
If you're contagious.
This is crazy. This is Tone Loc. 90s. Because he's on the
now,
tour.
I'm not gonna lie. When you said ultimate 90s tour, I immediately thought, okay, so like Everclear is
no,
gonna
that's
be 90s on
rock.
It.
That's 90s
and it's
rock.
Gonna be
walking down the street.
Okay. You obviously do not know Tone Loc.
What happened?
Dude, Color Me Bad, yo.
Yeah.
They were on the New Jack City soundtrack, dog.
Guys, I'm going to run through that again. Vanilla Ice, Coolio, Kid and Play, Salt and Peppa, Biz Markie, Color Me Bad, All for One, Rob Bass, Tone Loc, Young MC, and Cool Mo D. There are so many hyphens in this group of artist names, I can't even count them.
I'll tell you right now, the New Mexico State Fair just got really cool, man.
It just got just so
I feel like that would have to be at Tingley because that's where they all probably played in the 90s.
I don't think we can play Salt and Pepper on our station.
Why not? It's Salt and Pepper.
They performed
yo.
On Oprah.
Tim Tebow.
They performed
hey,
on Oprah.
I just said the magic word. Shout out sorry. To Celeste, our girl over at the other station.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow is intrigued by something. Is it getting back into the football game? No.
Well, he's kind of old.
Is it
now.
Being a quarterback? No. Is it going around and speaking at churches? Maybe.
Is it the state of our great union being in trouble because people like Donald Trump are politicians now?
Oh, yeah. Because yeah. he's considering running for office.
Boom!
You know what?
Tebow!
We need good men like that.
Tebow for office. I'm watching a video of him doing some lip sync dance right now, and his shorts have America on them, and I think he would be perfect. Every time he made a decision, he could be like, "So saith President Tebow," and then he could Tebow down right there.
Yep. Nope.
Tebow.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. He could do it. Mm-hmm. And that's how we
Tebow,
would take
Tebow time. Tebow.
Tebow. Tebow.
Tebow. Tebow.
Tebow.
Tebow.
Tebow.
Tebow.
Tebow.
Tebow.
And a Tebow.
Tebow mania.
Tebow.
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 Tebow. Tebow. Tebow.
Tebow. Tebow.
Tebow. Tebow. Tebow. Tebow.
Tebow. Tebow. Tebow. Tebow. Tebow.
Right now, Tim Tebow is only 29, so it's going to be a few years before he can actually run for anything.
Tebow. 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 Tebow.
We'll check back in a little bit.
For everyone who lost their mind over the I Love the 90s tour dates, I'm sad to say that they are definitely not coming to Albuquerque.
What made you think they'd come here?
I don't know.
Nothing good comes here.
Because it's a 90s tour, and a lot of people are still listening to those artists here in New Mexico because we're a few years behind.
That's
not coming to Albuquerque. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gang weight. You better hit the bullseye, kid, don't play.
Ninja,
if there was a problem,
ninja,
yo, I'll solve it. Check
ninja,
out my hook while
ninja,
my DJ revolves it.
Ninja, ninja,
rap.
Ninja, ninja,
rap.
Ninja,
ninja, rap.
Turtles, turtles.
Now that the party is jumping.
Watch my reality show, cause it's really, really jumping.
You know, Vanilla Ice played in the 90s, and I never, it was like him and MC Hammer.
He was cool as ice.
Didn't get to see
him. You guys
he
watch his reality show that he has?
No, dude.
Where he goes and fix up homes?
No.
It's pretty good.
Why would I do that?
It's really good.
What are you doing, Ice? I'm fixing these baseboards!
That's what it's like.
Nope. Unreal. I'm mad at you guys because I was seriously really excited for this tour announcement. And I was thinking it was going to be like, you know, 90s. Like, good
that,
90s.
Everything
like,
that we just
like
rattled
Bush,
off epitomized
Everclear,
the 90s.
Some Local H in yeah, there.
You better get on the
for
road.
For some reason, Smash Mouth is on the bill.
Will they be in Denver?
They're going to be in Inglewood, Colorado.
There you go. Inglewood.
If Belle Biv DeVoe was included in this list, if who else is missing other than, obviously, MC Hammer?
All for One.
No, dude, go away. No.
What I've done is I've just looked up the track listing for the definitive, I guess, definition of the 90s.
Okay, 90s.
It's called Now That's What I Call the 90s.
I own that CD.
I know you do.
Jock Jam 7.
I think you're going to be pretty disappointed with
me?
This.
Me? Really?
In
okay.
the 90s.
Give me the 90s list. Is New Kids on there?
Number one, Cher.
Oh, nope.
Number two, Britney Spears.
Nope.
Number three, All Saints. Number four, Fugees. Number five, Natalie Imbruglia. Number six, Spice Girls. Number seven, Bewitched. Number eight, Steps. Number nine, Ricky Martin. Number 10, Christina Aguilera. Number 11, R. Kelly. Then we got E-17, Shania Twain, Hanson, S Club 7, Mark Morrison, Gina G, Alice DJ, Shanks and Bigfoot, Fats and Small, Coolio, there he is. That's the first one.
Man. Gosh, terrible list.
Crazy.
I mean, you got UB40 down there.
UB40.
Lou Bega, Run DMC, Simply Red, Everything But the Girl, Aqua, Spice Girls, Shaggy, Rednecks,
hold on, let me
ATV.
Check
in.
Tebow.
Check back in a minute.
Cher is on there twice. Vanilla Ice is way down in the mix. I don't know.
Buy your tickets, man. Just buy them.
I'm not going. No.
Okay. Well, before we get out of here, I want to get this done.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, stud breeding.
Good news, everyone!
There's a 25-year-old woman in Minnesota named Sasha Bears. Welcome to Rest Bears.
Pause. Yeah.
He didn't pre-read this.
He's right. No.
Sasha Bears. Opened a restaurant in Minneapolis last year called Abby's Cafe.
Sasha Bears.
So far, business has been kind of slow. So when a homeless guy walked in and asked her for change earlier this month, she said, no.
Bears.
But then she asked why he didn't have a job, and he said, well, he couldn't find one because he has a criminal record. We don't know his full name, but his first name is Marcus, and he looks like he's about 40.
No!
Kind of seemed like he was a decent guy, so she offered to pay him if he'd work for a couple hours washing dishes. And now for the past 3 weeks, he's been showing up on time and working two-hour shifts whenever she needs help. Sasha says the thing that really got to her was when she gave him a sandwich after his first shift because he only ate half of it, then walked outside and gave the other half to a woman who was also homeless.
Aww.
Oh my gosh.
There's no word yet from Sasha on how much extra business the story is bringing in, but it's basically like free advertising. And as of last night, her original Facebook post about it had more than 40,000 shares. Dang. And 150,000 likes.
That's awesome.
There were 140,000 shares on there?
No.
That's a lot, man.
40,000.
That's a lot. You believe in love.
We don't know anymore because there was a cease and desist order placed on the story. Although we're wondering if they're going to Bears all.
Oh my goodness.
Go ahead, try and get through that's the story. I dare you.
No, it's good. It's over. It's good. That's it.
It's
that's
over.
It. So I don't have anything else to say.
That's right, you don't.
There's no, you can't say anything after that.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. You said 140,000 shares, and I just saw a bunch of shares running around. It was like, oh, tragically no matter creepy how in my
hard
brain.
I try, you keep pushing me aside, and I... Stop laughing. End the show.
You really have a Woody Woodpecker laugh.
Hey, stop it. That's
it's,
not nice.
It's real life. That's okay. He was a popular...
Did you just hit me? That's a rude thing
did
to say to somebody.
You just accost me, sir?
Hey, how's the Tebow thing doing? It's been 15
years. Tebowing.
See, that's the type of president that I'm looking for. He doesn't stop, man.
48 minutes of a...
Tebow.
Tomorrow, big show!
Oh, yeah.
The big show's going to be on here?
No, the big show's not going to be on here.
Popple, popple,
Patrick Fabian, you know him as Mr. Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
Howard. On Better Call Saul.
I know him as Professor Lasky, and I want to punch him in the face.
He's going to be hanging out with us tomorrow.
I will be wearing my Kelly Kapowski t-shirt. I can't
please
wait
do.
For the looks.
I will be wearing my
looks.
Zach Morris shirt.
Well, you can.
I need to find a Donnie Wahlberg t-shirt, because I had one in the 90s. And I was like, yeah, Team Danny.
I have, you know what?
Wahlbergers.
I have a Matthew McConaughey.
That doesn't count.
Okay. That's fine.
He was my favorite new kid, dog.
Let's go.
Loves me some Donnie Wahlberg.
Let's go.
Okay, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. Radio@star88.fm.